Joanna Nicholas is an independent child protection consultant. She says it's absolutely wrong to have left the ghost to have left their son, 11-year-old son, in a hotel room. Thank you very much for talking to us, Joanna. Well, I'm almost done for another day. John Holmes has arrived.
That's right.
He's arrived from his hotel room after being left alone all weekend.
Oh, my parents. I was wandering the corridors, wondering where they were.
Would you do that with your child, or were you left alone when you were that age?
As far as I know, I wasn't, and no, I wouldn't.
As far as you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
This is the giveaway, isn't it?
No one told me. But there used to be just a tradition, I think, when I was growing up, where your parents, I don't know, might have gone to a house with a swingers party or whatever they did, I don't know, where they just shoved you in a room under some coats upstairs.
I just hope no one came in.
Exactly. Yeah, you'd sleep in there, it'd be fine.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's any safer.
I wouldn't leave my child in the vicinity of Michael Gove either, frankly, so in case he ate them. So, really, I think Michael Gove was...
not been on the front page?
It was being safer. He not being with his child was safer for the child, in my opinion.
What's going on your show?
Oh, some of that. So it's a Halloween special.
Oh, is it?
Yes. By which I mean it's Halloween and Cornelius is a bit special.
He is a bit special. We have called in the specialist.
That's how it's going to be. There'll be things that go bump.
Excellent.
Yeah, something to look
forward to.
Things
go bump in the night when the Gove family are not there. Yeah. John Holmes coming up from 1 o'clock. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Halloween on Talk Radio. It's a scream.
I am an egg in your fridge, the last one in the box. I suppose you could have a really, really, really tiny omelette, but why not dream a little bigger? I'm thinking beef massaman curry with sticky rice.
The food you really want is just a tap away. Just eat. Find your flavour.
Right, sharpen knives, slice bacon, remind Mrs. Jones to collect her sausages, again, pay the locksmith, update website, speak to Josh about being late, again, and find an hour to talk to the bank about their business tariffs.
HSBC's best tariff promise ensures you're on our best standard tariff every year, so you're free to get on with running your business. Another big little thing from HSBC. Search HSBC Business Bank for more details.
For businesses up to £2 million turnover on a small business or electronic banking tariff business current account. Promise based on annual review of your last 12 months account activity. T's and C's apply. See website.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
I drive with Uber to make extra cash for Christmas.
And to fit around school hours.
I'm driving with Uber to help save towards my deposit.
And actually, I get to be my own boss.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber. Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. It is Monday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, prison for driver who killed family while on his phone, man jailed for a perfect murder, and claims Val Kilmer has cancer.
Talk Radio.
A lorry driver has been jailed for a decade for killing a mother and three children in a crash caused by him looking at his phone. 30-year-old Thomas Croker smashed into Tracy Horton's car in Bedfordshire in August, causing an eight-vehicle pileup. Kate Goldsmith's 11-year-old daughter Amy died.
Mr. Croker's use of his mobile phone whilst driving turned his lorry into a lethal weapon. He was so distracted, he made no attempt to slow down.
A man has been jailed for life 18 years after murdering a waiter due to a change in Scotland's double jeopardy laws. 48-year-old Ronnie Coulter was initially cleared of stabbing Surjit Singh Choker to death in North Lanarkshire in 1998, but was found guilty at a retrial earlier this month. 13 men who've been jailed for murder despite not killing anyone have been told their convictions will stand. They had challenged the joint enterprise law, where a whole group can be charged even if only one dealt the fatal blow. Jordan Cunliffe has served 9 years for a crime he insists he didn't commit. His mother Jan has told Talk Radio today's ruling is incredibly disappointing.
I can feel the anger bubbling inside me for the first time in many years. I felt the injustice when they convicted my son. I felt the injustice when they gave him a life sentence, and I feel the injustice again today.
Raheem Kassam has dropped out of the running to be the next UKIP leader just 3 days after launching his campaign. Nigel Farage's former aide says he's realised the path to victory is too narrow. It leaves 4 people in the running: Suzanne Evans, Paul Nuttall, John Rhys-Evans and Peter Whittle. And Michael Douglas appears to have revealed Val Kilmer has cancer. The 72-year-old actor claims things don't look too good for his former co-star. Earlier this year, the 56-year-old denied several claims he had the disease.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny spells for many places this afternoon. Cloudy with showers across Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 17 degrees.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
How was your weekend?
It was lovely. How was yours?
Did you carve anything?
Nope.
Oh. What did you do? Dressed up as anything?
No.
Something scary, monster, anything like that?
No.
What are you wearing now, then?
That's not very nice, is it, John?
It's lovely, actually. I was just about to compliment you on it.
Oh, thank you. It's a dress.
Oh, right. Oh, it looks really nice. Right, that's Victoria with the news. Bonus news today from Victoria.
What is it today?
Mineral.
Oh. Should we not do Halloween or something?
Oh, yeah. Can I do something Halloween-y?
All right. Seeing as it's you, it's Halloween, Victoria's bonus news at 2:30 will be Halloween. It means you've got to do some more production work, though.
That's fine. I like that.
Okay. So, Victoria's bonus news, to make the time up because her news bulletins are now shorter, will be Halloween bonus news.
Yes!
In today's Halloween special, here's Ben with the spooky sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho could be handed a stadium ban after clashing with referee Mark Clattenburg during the goalless draw with Burnley. Mourinho was sent to the stands for the second half of the goalless draw at Old Trafford. On to tonight's action. Swansea boss Bob Bradley heads to Stoke looking for his first ever Premier League win. The Swans have picked up just a single point from his first 2 games in charge. Bradley's opposite number, Mark Hughes, meanwhile, will be looking for some inside tactical knowledge from his American defender, Jeff Cameron.
The Premier League is new to him as a manager, so maybe it might take him some time to adjust to the demands of the Premier League, but clearly all managers have certain traits or certain ways of approaching games, so we might be able to benefit from that.
And one other football story in brief: Germany coach Joachim Löw has signed a new contract, which will keep him in the role until after Euro 2020. Finally, tennis. If Andy Murray wins the Paris Masters live on TalkSport 2 this week, and Novak Djokovic fails to reach the final, Murray will replace the Serb at the top of the rankings. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Victoria there with the news, and Ben with the spooky sport. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Get more out of every day with Fabulous deals right now at very.co.uk. Watch your favourite shows on a Panasonic 40-inch 4K smart TV with Class B energy rating for only £606.98, including delivery. Or you can upgrade to the 50-inch model with Class A energy rating for only £100 more. Get more out of every day with very.co.uk.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock, when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is Talk Radio. I am John Gnomes. What's that got to do with Halloween?
Little goblins at Halloween.
Goblins, yeah.
Your mum's a goblin.
I illegally download them.
Oh, fine. While I anger myself, please could you play me
Julia Hartley Brewer
vis-a-vis Pear Drop?
Rudiger.
All of the news analysis you could ever hope for, of course, on Manchester at the moment is the email. Now, it's just a mug.
Ooh.
Right, okay. Aspodcast is an idiot. Paid intern Cornelius. He's called Cornelius. I mean, you just know his mum shops in Waitrose.
They can't fit in a factory because everyone's too fat.
It's a big tree full of fat people. Tree Rob's in to talk about Paul Ross. He'll put the willies up for you.
Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary o'er many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. Some late visitor, thought I, and opened wide the door. Darkness there, and nothing more. Turns out there was something there, though. It was Julia Harley Brewer. Witch, said I, thing of evil, witch, if still presenter or devil, whether tempter sent or whether tempest tossed, thee here ashore, and her eyes have all the seeming of a demon that is dreaming, and the lamp o'er her streaming throws her shadow on the floor. What this grim, ungainly, ghastly gaunt, and occasional Sky newspaper reviewer of yore, quoth Julia Hartley Brewer, nevermore. Bit of the classic horror poem, The Julia Hartley Brewer there by Edgar Allan Poe. Welcome then, hello. It's Monday the 31st of October, it's your talk radio in the afternoon thing. I am John Holmes. Let's call it a Halloween special, in the sense that it is Halloween and Cornelius here is a bit special. Actually, I have to tell you, we're in a little bit of trouble, actually. I'm afraid over the weekend, like Michael Gove and his wife with their child, we left this programme in a hotel room to go dancing, so... And the programme is only about 9 months old, and many people are saying that's way too young to leave a radio show on its own. I mean, it was fine, but some reports are saying that the programme was found broadcasting on its own in the corridor, asking where its presenter was. But with today's spooky programme in mind, spooky programme pumpkin, here's what we'll be carving into it between now and four. Headline hijack on the way. Make up a news story. Get it to us. You could find it being reported as fact in the 2 p.m. bulletin. Imagine Victoria's mouth.
This mouth?
What was that? Was that a witch?
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine that mouth was haunted. Haunted with news. And you now have to strap on your, what's that thing they have in Ghostbusters? Proto-pack. And bravely go in to Victoria, holding your news lie in front of you to ward off evil. Hear your fib, fabrication and fake, read out as truth. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right, then we'll meet a lonely luncher this Halloween day. Are you lunching alone? Whatever the reason, come on the radio and tell us about it. You could win a gift prize. Maybe you've been buried alive. Maybe you're tied alone to a stake, about to be burned as a witch. Or perhaps you're a ghostly lost soul, doomed to wander this earth for all eternity. Either way, you could win a mug. Here's the email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, to become inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. There's work experience punditry afoot as Sophie hovers by to review the weekend's television. today's big stories will be tackled as ever through the medium of Japanese poetry. And because it's Halloween, we've actually arranged for today's haikus to crawl out of your radio like that girl coming out of the television in The Ring. We'll be out on the streets, the ghostly streets. What? To find out what the people think. And today we'll be asking the people, do they think pumpkins?
Do they think pumpkins?
Or death? Mark's got the diversity paper review from the diversity perspective of being brown. There is a Halloween welcome return for the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He's been away in prison. He'll be here with his thoughts for the day for Satanists. The big debate at three. Plus today's Monday Mystery Quiz Halloween special. By which I mean it's Halloween and Cornelius here is a bit special. And we've canvassed people for their opinions on the week's news over the weekend. While they stagger out of pubs and clubs and bars being drunk, that is Alco Vox Pops. Ginger Dave, not producer. Went to a student Halloween party and he dressed up, hoping to put the willies up somewhere. Ass Broadcast is through the glass.
Yay! Oh,
that's terrifying makeup, that is. And evil, isn't it? Even the voice is horrific. She hasn't done anything different. Mart is on the buttons.
Yeah.
Victoria's got the news.
I do.
Is that another witch?
I don't know.
Okay. Paid intern Cornelius.
Good afternoon.
Is letting out a blood-curdling scream. Yep, bit special. Right, I am John Holmes. This is your talk radio, 1 till 4 thing in the afternoon this Halloween. Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. That is Marilyn Manson. This is Halloween. From the film Nightmare Before Christmas, of course. And as Talk Radio's head of music, that's what I decided to play as our opening song this afternoon. But why? But why would today of all days, why would I be playing a song about Halloween? Why? It barely makes any sense. I can see you want to know, Cornelius. I see you're itching to ask a question.
John.
Yes?
Why are you playing this song, This Is Halloween, on this Halloween?
Oh, well... it's Halloween. It's because it's Halloween, Cornelius.
Oh, yeah, good choice.
It's because it's Halloween, Cornelius.
Yeah, I know.
So I was playing that.
Well, I sort of guessed that.
All right.
Is that your big story?
Yes.
Then? Just Halloween. Today, it's not really news.
It's in the news. Do you know why?
Why?
Because it turns out that today, Historic England are launching a new campaign for Britain to find the scribblings of witches. So, going back in ancient... What's wrong with you, your big humbug, Alan?
I really don't like Halloween.
You're scared.
No, I'm not scared.
I thought you'd use it as an excuse for your mum to come into your bedroom and tuck you in.
No, it's not. I don't even live with my mother anymore.
That wouldn't stop that happening.
Well, it's largely impractical. She'd have to...
walk down the road.
Yeah.
I mean, you're literally about five doors away.
That is true.
There we go. So, don't want to go too far for the old apron strings, do we? The old kiss teaching apron strings. Anyway, we need a guest to talk about witches' scribblings. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the miserable window.
I'm not miserable today.
Why?
Because it's my favourite day ever.
You see, that's the opposite. She's miserable every other day of the year, including Christmas and birthdays.
Especially Christmas.
But on Halloween, she's a happy little thing because it's the time for her people.
I know, I'm so happy.
This is odd, isn't it? I don't like it. Cassie's people come out and eat people. Cass, we need a guest. It's Halloween.
Yes.
I want a witch.
Okay.
Fine. Right, we'll talk to a witch next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Halloween on Talk Radio. It's number one with a silver bullet.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only, hire purchase only, maximum term 36 months, minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Did you know that Jet2.com fly to 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca? You'll enjoy great flight times, plus a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you, for Spring 17, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes, charges and booking fee may apply, subject to availability and conditions.
Right, sharpen knives, slice bacon, remind Mrs. Jones to collect her sausages, again. Pay the locksmith, update website, speak to Josh about being late, again. Ah, and find an hour to talk to the bank about their business tariffs.
HSBC's best tariff promise ensures you're on our best standard tariff every year, so you're free to get on with running your business. Another big little thing from HSBC. Search HSBC Business Bank for more details.
For businesses up to £2 million turnover on a small business or electronic banking tariff business current account. Promise based on annual review of your last 12 months account activity. T's and C's apply. See website.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
The problems on the A1 in West Yorkshire have been confirmed. On the southbound carriageway, as you move towards Darrington, there's a broken down vehicle. A lane's out with congestion back towards the M62. Through the West Midlands, the M6 South is queuing from 10A down to 9, so past Wolverhampton after problems which are now on the hard shoulder. Templegate through Bristol City Centre struggling because of an accident at Redcliffe Way. And in Tunbridge Wells and Kent, the A26 Grosvenor Road is still closed both ways because of a police incident, and that's causing delays. I'm Joanna Adams.
David versus Goliath. City versus United. Dogs versus postman.
And now, the rivalry to end all rivalries. Epic savings on car versus home insurance. The strutters saved on their car insurance. The builders saved on their home insurance. But who is the most epic? Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save the most.
The radio station that'll give you the willies.
This afternoon, as the bells toll four, take a hair-raising ride to the other side with Ferryman of the Dead, Sam, dearly departed Delaney. Get ready for all hell to break loose as Sam Delaney tackles the burning issues of the day, fans the flames of controversy, and digs up the dirt on the breaking news stories. Hold tight for a terrifying trip to the afternoon chat inferno with Delaney live at Drive this afternoon from 4.
Halloween on Talk Radio. Voodoo, give it a listen.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Halloween on Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
What's that?
I'm joining in with the spirit of Halloween. You know, well, the thing is, right, we've, for some reason, Talk Radio have got, we're now playing these sort of Halloween idents, right? I don't know whether you've heard any of them that just go, ooh, Talk Radio, Halloween, ooh, and I don't really know why, because we're not really...
I haven't heard any.
...doing anything Halloween. There's one just there.
I was out the room.
Oh, yeah, you were. But I don't know what they're for, so I'm just trying to join in.
Ooh. It's probably for Halloween.
Oh, yeah, probably.
That's today.
Oh, yeah. Have you got some reactions that have been coming in, Cornelius?
Yeah, lots have been coming in already. Yeah. John, stop right now. Thank you very much. We need somebody with a human touch. That's coming in. From the Spice Girls. Yeah. And Rudd says that Alan Brazil looks like a hairy tomato.
Really? It's not all he said this weekend, is it? We'll talk about that later on. Yeah, like that noise, in fact. Right, shall we talk about today's big story?
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see the Saw Town of Halloween. This is Halloween.
So it's All Hallows Eve, when traditionally the veil that separates Talk Radio in the afternoons from the living is at its thinnest. There are ghosties and ghoulies. I tell you what,
Cornelius,
I'd hate to be caught by the ghosties. Oh. And long-legged beasties, and things that go bump in the night. As opposed to things that go ping in the day, like Hillary Clinton's email inbox via her illegal servers. Today we learn Historic England have announced a campaign for people to look for so-called witch marks on old buildings, and sometimes often in caves as well, inscriptions that have often gone unnoticed but were carved into bricks and walls by our ancestors to ward off evil. They think there are far more of them around the country than we know already, so they wanted to build up a witchy database. It's Halloween, so there's no better time to launch it, and as it's Halloween, there's no better time to communicate with an actual witch. One is on the phone now. He's called Kev. Kev the Witch. Good afternoon, Kev.
Good afternoon, there.
Good afternoon. Kev, isn't that a spookier name? Let me start there, if I may.
Well, witches can have any names, really. I'm just Kev the Witch. Kev, people know me as that. Just, you know, I'm down to earth, normal. So, just a regular guy until I dress up and do my spooky stuff.
Kev the Witch. I like it. All right. Well, okay. So, my first question, let's call it my second question, because that's what it is if you can clear this up for me. So, Kev the Witch. Now, I was led to believe, just through tradition, that a witch is the female of the species, whereas you get a warlock, that is the male word, but obviously that's not the case. Talk us through that, if you would.
No, we've got the age of equality nowadays.
Right.
So, witch is used for male or female.
I see. And how long has that been the case?
That's been the case going back into the 50s, I think. I don't know. Yeah,
interesting. I didn't know. Okay.
I can't wriggle my nose, by the way, or talk like Salem the Cat in... before we get to that one.
I wasn't going to ask you to do that. You're absolutely fine. But tell me about then, because we, you know, I don't know much about the subject, I have to be honest, which is why you're here. So tell us about a witch in this day and age. What qualifies you as a witch? How do you become a witch? What does a witch do now?
In this modern day and age, we believe in the power of positive thought. Mm-hmm. We do rituals to help people with different things, love, luck, finding lost cats, you name it, good things, we do it. And, you know, we certainly don't indulge in dancing around naked around a bonfire or sacrificing people.
No, that's good to hear.
Yeah. I mean, it's very hard to find a virgin to sacrifice nowadays anyway.
Well, we've got one in the studio. It's called Cornelius. You can borrow him at any point.
Next year.
Okay, good. That's a done deal. Right, so look, is it right, and do tell me if I'm using the wrong phraseology here, because we've heard of white witches. Is that what you are? Is that still how we describe it?
Yeah, I'm a white witch. I'm a goodie.
Okay.
So it's basically like the Force in Star Wars. You've got the kind of light side and the dark side. We're on the good side.
All right, so does that, by default then, there are dark witches?
Oh, yes, without a doubt. I mean, there are very, very serious people in this country who believe in Satanism and all that. Hmm. And then there are other groups which are far more harmless. They just like the idea of dressing up, and that's where some of the orgies do come in.
Yeah, well, yes. Do you, in terms of what your beliefs are then, is it a sort of religious thing, sort of God and Satan, or is it just goes back to the sort of predates Christianity and all that, goes back to sort of paganism and roots and the earth itself? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, we're worshipping nature, we're worshipping the earth, the universe. It goes back a very long way. You know, sadly, through the Middle Ages, you know, particularly females, were targeted by the church as witches, and if their luck wasn't in, they were burned at the stake or hung.
Yes, of course. So, in terms of where we are now, talk us on a day that you are going about your witchy business. What is a typical day for you?
A typical day is quite a lot of phone calls early in the morning. Then I have to try to differentiate where the loonies are compared to the genuine people who are asking for help.
Right.
I do tarot card readings for people.
Yeah.
And I used to do normal jobs, but this kind of became more and more and more. And because of my website, kevthewitch.co.uk, people get to meet from all over the world now. So there's a terrific interest in the things that we do.
So the difference between what people are imagining, which obviously around the time of Halloween, everyone's got their kind of that kind of image of it. I mean, you're not talking things like spells. This is more a case of using, I don't know, natural ingredient, natural things the earth provides, rather than, you know, anything supernatural about it. Or is there something supernatural about it?
But I think the reality is people say witch, they say, oh, you do spells then. So yes, we do spells. And that's where we that's where we gain our energy from.
Yeah.
So to redirect, through positive thought, things, nice things to happen for people.
Yeah. So what would you, I mean, if I came to you and said, right, can you make something, I don't know, nice happen to me in terms of my life or something I wanted to improve, positivity is part of it, I guess, the believing. What, and you're making a spell. I mean, are we talking sort of like ingredients, like Shakespearean kind of witches?
Oh, I mean, we do use incenses and things like that. In fact, funny enough, going back to the year 2000, I think it was James Whale's show I was on.
Oh, yeah.
And he was at the Millennium Dome, and he actually asked us if we would do an exorcism, kind of a mock exorcism for him. So we did that.
Sorry, to get rid of James Whale?
No, to get rid of the Millennium Dome.
Oh, sorry, I see.
Get rid of the ghost at the Millennium Dome.
There was a ghost at the Millennium Dome?
So he was saying. Several people had seen it, and so we did our mumbo jumbo.
Yeah.
And not long after, the place shut down. So obviously the exorcism worked, but we didn't mean the whole building.
Well, look, I could talk about this for a long time, but we're out of time. Kev the Witch. So kevthewitch.co.uk if you want to find out more about you.
Yeah, okay. And can I say to you, I wish all of you listeners out there a very happy Halloween from Kev the Witch. So may it be done.
Okay, that was weird, but fine. That's Kev the Witch on the radio with his witchy bell. Your reactions, please. 8. You're right, sorry. Okay. 8-7-2-2
Start your message with, I just hit my knee so badly. I almost loudly swore.
He puts a spell on you. He puts a spell on it.
Start your message with the word talk.
He spelled your knee. So now look, is this a coincidence, right? Unbeliever. Is this a coincidence? First time we've ever had a witch on the programme, and you hurt your knee. And you have never done that in here before, have you?
Well, probably.
No, you haven't.
No.
No. Yeah. You rang his witchy spell bell, and look out, you walked straight into the door. Yeah.
Grow up.
All right. That is Kev the Witch talking to us. If you've got an opinion on witchcraft on Halloween, if you've seen one of the witchy marks that English Historic England are looking for, then do get in touch with us. We have a reaction number. It's this 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
I just said that. Answer already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right. It's just after 1:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A lorry driver has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for killing a mum and three children in Berkshire. Tracy Houghton, her sons Josh and Ethan, and her stepdaughter Amy Goldsmith all died in the eight-vehicle pileup in August. The judge told Thomas Croker he may as well have had his eyes closed as he was using his mobile phone at the time of the crash. Chief Inspector Henry Parsons is from Thames Valley Police.
I think it's probably the only good thing that'll come out of this, that it'll help change public attitudes to using a mobile phone whilst driving. That's certainly very much the view of the family as well. They'd really like to support a campaign for enhanced penalties for using mobile phones and just spread awareness of how dangerous it is.
A man who claimed he'd committed the perfect murder has been jailed for almost two decades. 48-year-old Ronnie Coulter had previously been acquitted of killing a waiter in North Lanarkshire in 1998, but was convicted earlier this month following a retrial. The Home Secretary is expected to announce this afternoon whether an inquiry into the Battle of Algrave will take place. Around 6,000 officers are alleged to have used excessive force to suppress a miners' strike in South Yorkshire in 1984. Some Barclays customers have been charged twice because of a glitch affecting debit card payments. Managers insist the money will be returned. And only Fools and Horses has topped a list of Britain's most watched programmes of the last 80 years. The 1996 episode when Dalboy finally became a millionaire attracted the biggest ever audience for a single transmission of a TV show in the UK, with more than 24 million people tuning in. Not a single programme, though, from the last 15 years made the top 20. The weather sunny spell for many areas. Cloudy with showers affecting Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 17 degrees is more in half an hour.
I was just Halloweening up your weather there for you.
I did notice.
He brought his own sound effects in today.
You can tell.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Only 1 hour to go before Halloween news special.
That's right.
Bonus Halloween news. Have you already started working on it?
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
We've got some good things coming up.
Excellent.
I've got some celebrity bits.
Have you?
Too, yeah. Ooh. Controversial celebrity bits.
What, when you say controversial?
Well,
what do you mean by that?
You find out.
Oh, look at that teasing the news. Headline hijacks on the way as well. That will also be courtesy of Victoria. In 25 minutes, the news will be here and it will contain a news lie, because that's what happens at 2 o'clock in the afternoons on weekdays on Talk Radio. It's there to confuse those who don't hear this bit of the programme and are out to lunch but only get back at 2. Switch the radio on, hear the news, believe it, but really there's a lie in there. That's Headline Hijack. More of that coming very shortly.
The radio station that'll give you the willies.
Talk Radio. Don't you dare fall asleep. Stay awake with the keeper of the Talk Radio Crypt, Halloween Lee. Late night radio from another dimension. Sleep all day, party all night, never grow old, never die. Ian Lee, tonight, as the bell tolls 10.
Halloween on Talk Radio. Voodoo, give it a listen.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John. Just trying to join in with the production they've made for the station today. Upstairs, up there where they do it. Some of your reactions have been coming in. What have we got, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. John, it's very, very typical that you've got a white witch on, but you're not representing dark witches. Hashtag dark witches lives matter.
Yeah, that's, right,
that's
yeah.
coming. This is from Martha, who says, John, have you considered getting a guest on who is grown up?
Well, we had Noel Edmonds on.
So, there we go.
So no, because he believes in positivity as well, doesn't he?
Does he?
Yeah, he was on talking about positivity for dogs, wasn't he?
Oh yeah, yeah.
You remember? You remember that?
Yeah,
John. It's interesting you're talking about witchcraft today because you know they did those trials in Sweden, those witch trials where they burned the witches. back in the Middle Ages, John. Same here, John. It's all very well. Yeah, see, you're interviewing a white witch. What about a black witch? Hashtag witch diversity. That's just come in there. That's a fair point. There should be more BAME witches as well. That's come in. From Lenny. Michael Gove, of course, and his wife, John, left a witch in a bed and breakfast, didn't they? Over the weekend when they went dancing, and that witch shouldn't have been left on her own. She was seen floating round the bed and breakfast corridors on her broomstick, asking where Michael Gove and Sarah Vine had gone. More on that controversial story, of course, as it unfolds. Meanwhile, it's time for Headline Hijack, or at least the very launch of it. Because we've got a lot coming in and a lot to get through. Thank you for your made-up news stories. One of them's going to be in the news at 2 o'clock for reasons previously indicated. What have we got, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. An extraordinary event has happened in Perth in Australia, according to Michael, who says this event has seen a family barricaded into their own home after a local Halloween prank by youths. When the family refused to give sweets to trick-or-treaters, they threw eggs and flour at the door, which in the heat baked into a cake-like substance.
Right, okay. What, and stop? Why don't they just eat their way out if it's turned into a cake? Am I overthinking that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially as it's not a true story.
No, it's not. It's not true. Did you go trick-or-treating? Or
no,
did your
I didn't.
Hatred of Halloween start when you were young?
When I was young. Look, I don't hate it.
You just said you hate it.
Well, I do, because we have to do a lot more production for a show, just because it's Halloween.
Yeah, this is Halloween.
Yeah, it's all that.
Yeah.
I did go trick-or-treating when I was young.
Yeah.
Someone gave me a walnut and a Bible. A walnut and a miniature Bible.
That's awesome! Have you still got the Bible?
No!
That's a great gift for a child. That's how you get rid of them, isn't it? They knock on your door expecting sweets, then you just give them something like that. They're never coming back. Like a protein bar. Something they just don't want. A bit of fruit. Punch in the face. They don't come back. All right. Headline Hijack. Lines open. 8722.
Start your message with the word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And after the traffic and... What?
I thought you were singing Wonderwall.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
And after... You're my
Wonderwall.
We'll meet a lonely lunch clubber. Somebody will be inducted into the Today's Tupperware Hall of Despair and win a gift prize. It could be you if you're lunching alone for whatever reason. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is the email. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio.
The radio station that'll give you the willies.
Halloween on Talk Radio. Voodoo, give it a listen.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's Halloween, apparently. I am John Holmes, and the news is, well, I've been looking at it.
Oh, don't start.
And I imagine you've been looking at it too, and the one thing we've noticed is that it's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. I know, Cornelius, but it's all right, because we can help you, and the way we can help you is by delving deep into the news. Imagine the news, right, was a ghostly skeleton.
Ooh. Skeleton.
Right. And then you went down into its very essence, its rib cage, and its ghostly essence. Mm. Yeah. And you rooted around its skeleton guts.
Oh, it's cold.
Yeah. And inside there, you found the, because it's a skeleton.
Oh, yeah.
It's Japanese poetry.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the news explained through the medium of Japanese poetry, because the news is quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
Say, if you'd said it like spookily, say it like skull or something, just to give it Halloween. I'm trying to theme everything to Halloween in the show today.
I can tell.
Yeah.
I can't get my head around it.
Skull.
Oh, actually, I'll do
severed
it.
Severed head. Something like
no,
that.
No, I'll do it as an old man turning a story.
All right.
I just can't get my head around it.
No, I don't think that worked. So if you could do it, just do it like you, but say like something spooky, like a skull or a severed head or something like that. So the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
No. The news is quite complicated, isn't it?
I just can't get my head around it.
No, Michael McIntyre, no. Say skull or something ghostly like that.
Skull.
The news is quite complicated, isn't it?
I just can't get my head around it.
Oh, for God's sake. Right.
Why is that good?
They're not good. Say you can't get your skeleton skull around it.
I just can't get my skeleton skull around it.
Well, we're here to help. Look, five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
FBI launch new emails probe which could really change Clinton's outlook.
The news in haiku. I don't know why I'm doing that with my arms like a ghost, because it's the radio, no one can see me.
Yeah,
but every time I go I go like,
I think it comes across, John.
I think so.
Yeah,
that's the news in haiku.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. This is from Matthew Stevenson, who writes at Talk Radio on Twitter. Just so you know, your listen again feature on the website is wrong and everything's an hour behind. I mean, I'm not...
Keep your texts coming in.
Yeah. You can see what's happened there, can't you?
Oh, it's the clocks have come back.
So what's happened is, all the people in charge of things here, right, have spent so much time just making some crap Halloween jingles,
yeah,
right, rather than actually do the technical stuff that matters. That's what's happened. Anyway, web people, the listen again feature on the website, so now behind if you're listening. Yeah. If you want to fix that, Matthew Stevenson pointed that out. There we go. Good. Shall we meet today's lonely luncher? I think so.
Lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely.
Here we are in the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Decorated for Halloween with that sort of cobwebby stuff you can buy from shops such as The Range. Their little toy department for Halloween. It's decorated with that. There's a ghostly skeleton hanging on the wall, a glow in the dark one, some bats hanging up in today's Halloween Tupperware Hall of Despair. To get into it, all you need to be is a lonely luncher. A lonely what lunch? Are you lunching alone? Whatever the reason, it doesn't matter to us. Maybe you are buried alive in a coffin and you can't get out, but somehow the radio works. Maybe you are tied alone to a stake, about to be burned as a witch. Or maybe you're a ghostly lost soul doomed to wander this earth for all eternity. Either way, you could win a mug. Lonely Lunch. Let's meet one. Today he's called Jordan. He's in Macclesfield. Hello, Jordan.
Good afternoon, John. You all right?
Very well, thank you. How are you celebrating / not celebrating today's Halloween time?
Well, currently I'm all on my own, which is a shame. I'm listening to your show, so that's all right.
That's what we're here for, Jordan. It's the company. It's our job, nay, our greatest desire, Jordan, to make you feel fewer lonely, as you know. And this is why you are now being inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Where are you from, Jordan?
I'm from Macclesfield, yeah, in Cheshire.
Macclesfield. What do you do in Macclesfield?
Well, this is the reason why I'm on my own, John. Last week I left my job. I'm not going to mention the name of the place, but it was in a hotel country club kind of thing, and I left because they wouldn't give me a pay rise.
Really? And
I was doing the job of a supervisor, basically, but not being paid for it, so I was like, right, I'm out.
It's always irritating when you do that, and you've got to call their bluff, haven't you?
Yeah, and then they said... Then they said bluff, and I was like, right, well, I'm out then.
Yeah. Was your intention to get the rise rather than go? I mean, but you weren't going to back down, is what I'm saying.
But I made my position pretty clear, thinking, now they're going to... All I was after was another £2 an hour.
It's not a lot,
but
is
then,
it?
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? But apparently no can do, and I'd gone in pretty hard. I took a hard line with it.
Yeah.
So then next thing you know... Now I'm looking for work, innit?
Yeah, you were right to take a harder. Sometimes you just got to take a stand, Jordan, against this kind of exploitation.
That's what I did. Well, now I get to listen to you properly, so, you know, I win in some ways.
Every cloud, Jordan, has a lining of some kind. Well, we thank you for listening, of course, and we're sorry about them not paying you your worth. I mean, did they give you a reason why not? I mean, if you were doing the job, it seems reasonable, doesn't it?
Well, it was just to do with the fact that I was officially sort of the bottom level guy. But I was, you know, there was a lot of people that were more clueless than I was. And also, they brought in a new pay scheme, and I was on the old pay scheme. So I was getting less than other people who were doing less than me anyway. So I was like, gotta go.
You'd think, I don't blame you. I mean, you'd think they'd want to sort that out. I don't see why companies do that.
They'll be totally at a loss without me, I'm guessing.
Good. You should go send in a mystery shopper style person, see how it's all falling apart without you.
See, I could go in as a customer and be very difficult and watch it all unfold. That's probably tomorrow's task.
I think you really should do that, yeah. And record it when you do and send it to us.
Yeah, well, you're with me now. You're on my side.
We're totally on your side, believe you me. We're sticking it to the man like you. I think that's...
Absolutely. Well, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah. So what's the plan now, then?
I'm going to be working in a couple of bars in Manchester. I know some people who are going to help me out that way, and then I'm going to try and... I'll tell you what I am doing. You might like this. I'm trying to get good enough at darts in my spare time to maybe try and earn a living playing darts.
I do like that.
Nice.
That's very strong.
Yes, I'm a big fan of darts, but I hadn't properly played. But I've had a dartboard for a while.
Yeah.
So now I'm on that 3 hours a day.
Well, you see, again, another lining to the cloud, isn't it? Because you've got now dart practice time.
This is what I'm saying. So suddenly...
Have you stuck a picture of your boss on the dartboard?
Oh, no, that would involve printing out a picture of her.
Her.
And, And I don't want to do that. I couldn't bring myself to do that. That and the printing costs. Can't afford them now.
No, that's true as well. That's not cheap, is it? You've got a good point. Well, why don't you just draw a rudimentary approximation of her face?
That would be easy. Because then, also, I got spare darts, haven't I? So you could just pin it up.
Pin
like
it up.
That. Darts double up as pins.
Throw the darts. It's psychological. Maybe it'll make you feel better. This is all I'm trying to say.
Absolutely would. Yeah, you're spot on.
Now, look, this is the top of the Hall of Despair, right? You're lunching alone. We know why. Because, by the way, Macclesfield... I think Talk Radio is coming live from Macclesfield. Is Ian Lee's
doing his Halloween show from a haunted pub in Macclesfield.
Did you know this, Jordan?
Is this today? I didn't know this.
Tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
So this evening?
Ian Lee will be broadcasting live from
Kappa
a haunted
there.
Pub. Yeah, him and producer.
All right, have we got a haunted pub?
Well, apparently so.
That. Yeah, I can't remember its name.
We'll try and tell you what we'll do. We'll find out the details for you. Okay, we'll find out the details where Ian Lee's broadcasting from, and then we'll let you know.
That's good. I like Macclesfield getting PR.
There you go.
I love it.
Well, you could perhaps pop along, because, you know, you with your skills.
Easily. Not doing anything else.
Go along there. It's a hotel. Get in there. You get to meet Ian. You get to meet Kath. And then you get to... And then maybe you get to to talk to the staff there. Maybe you could get a job supervising the haunted pub. By the way, it's called, Bait Hall. Have you heard of it? Bait Hall.
Oh, really? No, yeah. I haven't heard of it. But if you tell me it's in Macclesfield, I believe you.
It's in Macclesfield, and Ian Lee will be live from there this evening.
Ian Lee, nice cat. Right, okay. There you go. Fair enough.
There you go. Happy to help. There's a small matter of giving you a gift prize for becoming inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. You get to choose from a range of gift prizes. Now, the next music you will hear is the gift prize music.
Right.
All right, now then. If you,
good music.
It is, isn't it? If you listen carefully to the range of prizes on offer, and then at the end you can choose one as your gift for becoming today's Lonely Luncher. Here we go. Right.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, drink your potions from this spooky mug.
Oh, Halloween themed, good.
Yeah. Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Get absolutely scared by reading the actual news.
Good.
A Talk Sport mug.
Why not put sweets in the mug for your trick-or-treaters for when they come?
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
A scary storybook about a boy who grows up to reach the horrifying heights of presenting on a little listen-to radio station.
That's right, it's my book, it's out now.
A Talk Sport 2 mug.
Ideal for witches' brew.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Yes, the TalkSport office is haunted by former mid-morning host Colin Murray, who spreads messages about morals or something.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Yes, we've extracted parts of all the other gifts and put them together to make this ugly, useless prize. Like Frankenstein. Like Frankenstein.
Well, that's not what's happened, is it? Because it's just a colander from a shop.
Yeah, but like we took the calendar bit from the Colin Murray.
Oh, yeah.
And merged that.
With colander.
Put the John Holmes bit from the book.
Oh, I see.
Talk radio from the mug.
Yeah.
So, sort of.
Great. Okay, so Jordan in Macclesfield.
Yeah.
Out of that delicious glittering array, which prize would you like us to post to Macclesfield?
It's a tough one.
Isn't it?
I quite like Colin Murray, but he's gone now, and if it's not next year's calendar, it's useless. Mm. Can I just get a TalkSport mug? Is that all right?
You can get a TalkSport mug by all means. The gift of Talk Radio is a TalkSport mug to you.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I'm slightly letting you down there.
Don't worry. Don't worry about it.
My colours
Go and cheat on us by all means, you big scumbag.
Well, you know.
All right. Jordan, a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much. Bait Hall tonight, if you want to go along, see Ian Lee broadcasting.
I don't know if it's open invite.
No, but it's just a... neither do I.
So I don't think you can just invite listeners along.
I'm only inviting Jordan.
On behalf
it's just
of the
Jordan.
Show.
Well, I'll ring Ian and tell Jordan to pop along and he'll be all right with that.
Okay, cool.
So it's not open to all, just Jordan.
Yeah.
There you go. So Ian Lee tonight broadcasting from an actual haunted hall in Macclesfield. And that was Jordan from Macclesfield being inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair here on Talk Radio. If you'd like to win one of those gift things... the Lonely Lunch, it's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, that is the email that you need. Now, small matter of headline hijack, of course, and, we'll need a winner who is going to get their made-up news story into the news, which is coming next. It's there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit, their radios are off, because they're at lunch, but they'll be back very shortly. Switch the radio on, first thing they hear is the news, and then they'll believe it. That is headline hijack. Who has got their made-up news story in today? Cornelius.
It's Frank.
Frank. Is he perhaps in a place called Stein?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Frank in
Stein.
It's actually Robin Croydon.
Yeah.
But that doesn't...
But that's not Halloween-y enough, is
no,
it?
No, so, them? Rob, you've won. But I just wanted to say Frank in Stein.
Well done. You have got your made-up news story in the news, which is next after that. Sophie is here with work experience punditry as we review a weekend's worth of television.
Fantastic current affairs comment with bite.
Halloween on Talk Radio. It's a scream.
Get your weekday afternoons underway with Drive on Talk Radio with Uber. Buckle up this afternoon from 4. as Sam Delaney delivers a dependable daily dose of discussion and debate, along with a boot full of banter. For the latest news, showbiz gossip and controversial comment, it's the nation's favourite destination, Drive, with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
And just after 2 o'clock, good Monday, the 31st of October, Halloween to you. I am John Holmes. Talk Radio, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, killer lorry driver jailed, judges reject joint enterprise challenge, and families await all grieve inquiry decision.
Talk Radio.
A lorry driver who killed a mum and her three children because he was looking at his mobile has been jailed for 10 years. Thomas Croker was scrolling through music while travelling at 50 miles an hour on a dual carriageway in Berkshire in August. 30-year-old wiped away tears as details of the accident were read out in court. Adam Pearson was in another vehicle which was hit and still wears a neck brace.
We feel that the sentence is too light given the consequences of his actions on that day and given the number of people who died and the fact that there were three children.
A man who claimed he'd committed the perfect murder has been jailed for more than 19 years. Ronnie Coulter was found guilty of the 1998 killing of Surjit Singh Choker in North Lanarkshire after Scotland's double jeopardy rules were changed. Judges have told a group of men their murder convictions will stand even though they haven't killed anyone. A challenge was brought after it was decided the joint enterprise law has been wrongly used for more than 30 years. It allows many people to be charged with murder when only one of them dealt the fatal blow. Jan Cunliffe has told Talk Radio her son Jordan's life has been ruined by it.
To be called a murderer at the age of 15, that's going to stick with you for the rest of your life. And it's a horrible word, it's a horrible crime, and it's a stigma to attach to someone who hasn't actually murdered anyone, to have to live with that. It's traumatic.
Families of those caught up in the so-called Battle of Orgreave are waiting to hear from the Home Secretary on whether there will be a public inquiry. They say miners involved in the 1984 strike were subjected to unprovoked attacks by officers from South Yorkshire Police and are calling for a Hillsborough-style independent investigation. And some Barclays customers have been charged twice as the bank tries to fix a glitch affecting debit card payments. People are complaining they've been pushed into their overdrafts because of the system's error. Barclays says it is working on the problem and is stressing balances will be restored.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny Halloween spells. Weather.
Sunny spells.
Do it in a spooky voice.
No.
Oh, I liked your witch's voice earlier.
I don't think I could replicate that ever again.
You did it twice.
But slightly different voices.
Okay.
Sunny spells for many areas. Cloudy with showers across Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs at 17 degrees. And I can tell you that tonight it's going to be particularly mild for trick-or-treating.
Is it?
For the fourth year in a row.
Will it be foggy?
I didn't bother looking into that.
Oh.
I can tell you yes. After half three.
Great. In half an hour, Victoria's bonus news. She has shorter bulletins than she used to have. She's very much had a bulletin reduction. And to make the time up, did you just slurp a drink? Okay.
I'm thirsty.
All right. to make the time up,
enough. That put you off.
No, it was just quite odd in my ear. Why you slurped it in my ear, I've got no idea. In half an hour, Victoria will have bonus news today. Halloween news. Halloween bonus news. In half an hour. Stop drinking.
That's Cornelius.
She's blaming you for the gulpy drinking.
That was him, though. You saw him.
Now, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Real Madrid forward Gareth Bale says he's never considered leaving the Bernabeu. The Welshman's extended his contract with the Spanish giants until 2022. Bale joined Real from Spurs 3 years ago for a then world record £85 million, and he thinks he's grown up a lot since then.
The reason why I came to Madrid in the first place was to try something different, a new experience, and it's never easy. I think history tells you when British players travel abroad, it's never usually greatly successful.
Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho could be handed a stadium ban after clashing with referee Mark Clattenburg during the goalless draw with Burnley at the weekend. Mourinho was sent to the stands for the second half of that game. Stoke entertained fellow strugglers Swansea in tonight's Premier League fixture. Finally, tennis. If Andy Murray wins the Paris Masters live on TalkSport 2 this week and Novak Djokovic fails to reach the final, Murray will replace the Serb at the top of the world rankings. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, events in America over the weekend could mean that next week's presidential election might be cancelled in what would be a first in American political history. It follows calls by the Democrats to postpone the election to next year after the FBI announced it's investigating Hillary Clinton. It only became a real possibility when some senior Republican members realised they could start again with a completely different candidate.
Victoria, thank you very much. That was Victoria with the news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just time to pop over to Radio 2 to see what they're doing this lunchtime. Well, I think Matthew Bannister is sitting in for Jeremy Vine.
Good afternoon, it is Matthew Bannister sitting in on Radio 2 all this week. On the programme this lunchtime, the government warns that poor people are putting lives at risk as they plan to strike. Gay firefighters are damaging the ecosystem, according to the National Trust. Richard Branson to be cut back as part of a national action plan. Jeremy Vine is thought to have been shot dead by a hunter. And abandoned shopping trolleys. We talked to Adolf Hitler.
BBC. Thank you, Matthew! Matthew Bannister there. And that's what they're doing over on Radio 2 this afternoon. Here on Talk Radio, though, it's time for Work Experience Punditry, where each day we invite a different work experience, I, plural, into the studio to review a thing. It ranges from film, music, hipster nonsense, geeky, gadgety stuff. And on a Monday, television with Sophie. Good afternoon, Sophie.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Are you Halloween-y or not Halloween-y?
I'm not Halloween-y this year.
Are you usually?
Yes.
Okay, what's gone wrong this year?
I'm not sure. Oh. Just haven't been feeling it.
Bar humbug. What's the equivalent of not like it? Is it? It's not bar humbug. That's Christmas. What's the...
Girl.
I think it's I'm a sensible adult.
Okay, fine. Right, so Cornelius doesn't like Halloween either. We established that earlier. But you normally do, but not. Yeah.
Maybe I've grown up.
Yeah. No. Good. All right, so what's in your... watch this. Bag of TV treats.
Ooh.
This afternoon.
So the first treat, maybe, or trick... You never know. Is Zapped on Dave, which is new. And it basically stars Jay from The Inbetweeners, James Buckley, as Brian, a board office worker, who tries to get a phone charger delivered, but instead receives a bracelet in the post. So he puts it on and gets magically transported into a parallel world of wizards and warriors and witches.
Have we got a clip?
We do.
Here it is. This is Zapped from Dave.
I do have some charisma potion left.
No, I need it.
I would never take charisma potion, because that would be cheating, wouldn't it? And I'd get found out, wouldn't I? Wouldn't I? Yeah, definitely.
Some of us, Barbara, rely on our own natural charm and charisma.
Yeah. Look, Hal, I need that potion to charm my way into the vault so I can grab the amulet and go home.
I've only got one bottle left, Brian.
I don't have any money.
I don't want your money. You can pay me by getting one small item from the vault. The Necromancer's Total Spellbook, Volume 1. A to N.
Deal.
And that's a clip from Zapped, which is on Dave. Here's Sophie to tell us about it.
So, it's... in a kind of medieval world. So he gets stuck there because the bracelet that would transport him back into the real world has got taken by the evil witch lord of this world, basically. And it's a bit like... the language that's used within it is kind of a mixture of medieval and modern words, kind of like plebs. It's got the theme of plebs going on in it.
Okay.
It's produced by Steve Coogan.
Yep.
And directed by Dave Lambert.
Yep.
So if you
and
like,
it's written by Dan Gaster, Paul Powell, and Will Ing.
It is, yeah.
Who are friends of mine, so I have to be nice about it.
Oh, I think it's good.
That's good. I'm glad that, because otherwise this would be awkward now. yes, so I've seen the first one.
Yeah,
And I did like it. I thought
you told me you hated it.
Shut up. I thought, well, it was. I mean, it was like Goodnight Sweetheart. If you remember that, it was like modern person goes back to old times.
Yeah,
and thus hilarity. But because it's so mad, it's different to that, and it kind of works, and the characters are all very larger than life, and
yeah, it's super random, Mighty Boosh-esque.
Yeah,
which is fun.
So what did, I mean, have you seen it all now?
I've seen two out of the three.
So what's, essentially what's the plot is, he's back in time, but when he gets there, what?
He basically loses the magical bracelet, because it's... Basically, the world is policed by fairies, and fairies take the magical object because they can sense it's a huge magical item, so they lock it away in this vault, and he has to basically work his way to the vault to get it back.
It's got... who else is in it? Paul Kay is very good in it.
Yes.
Isn't he? He plays the... what is he? The other...
I can't describe what he is.
Yeah, well, he is hard, frankly. Yeah. But he's... Anyway, Paul Kay's very good in it, shall we say.
And the girl from My Big Fat Mad Diary, or whatever it was.
If you say so, yeah.
She's in it.
Good. Well, in terms of where it sits then, in terms of the world of recent sitcoms, I mean, where are we looking? Is it for fans of what? The Mighty Boosh, you say?
Yeah, plebs. I got the kind of plebs vibe from it very much, so... Mighty Boosh, because it's so super random in that way, which the Mighty Boosh is as well. So if you like that, you will like this.
Yeah. Are they making more? Do we know how successfully it's gone? Or, I mean, is it been well received?
Yeah, it's got mixed reviews, but everything does nowadays.
That's true.
So, it's good, I think. Yeah, it's got some good, good things.
Because you're not that easy to please, Sophie, are you, at the end of the day? So I think that's...
I gave it a 6.5.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good, all right. Where are we going next?
Humans on Channel 4.
Tell us about that before we hear a clip.
Okay, so it's a second series. So it's about the synths. For those that don't know, who didn't watch the first series, synths are the latest must-have gadget, and they're basically robots that are very human-like, and they can do domestic things, or they can become the workforce in manual labour, and they are basically not taking over the world, living amongst humans, but... There are also some synths that can feel. So the second series is kind of leading on into this theme.
All right, here's a clip or trailer for Humans on Channel 4.
If you had the power to create life, would you?
Synths are waking up all over the world, like a virus spreading.
Don't be frightened.
I'm experiencing a catastrophic malfunction.
We have to move on.
It's hard trying to be normal when we know what we know.
There's more and more every day. The ones who run are killed. Are we supposed to just let it happen?
What can any of us teach them? We've hardly lived ourselves.
What's this? Fear?
Close your eyes, please.
You're free. Just disappear, like the others.
I can't.
If a thing can be free, it should be free. If it can feel, it should feel.
It's a machine until proven otherwise.
Why do you hurt us?
You need to get out now.
This won't end the way you want it to.
Humans.
Yeah.
Channel 4.
Yeah.
Is it... there seems to be a bit of a vogue. I know Humans was out last year or the early part of this year. But now we've got Westworld.
Yeah.
Of course, on Sky. It's a similar... What's this fascination with artificial intelligence and robots?
Well, it kind of verges on Black Mirror as well. It's kind of, it's very close to reality. And actually, it kind of, is very thought-provoking because it constantly throws up these interesting questions about technology and the future that are actually really related to life now, like humanity and ethics and politics and things like that. So I think it's scarily close to what life could be in a few years. I think that's quite intriguing for people.
So how far in the future?
Well, it's a present day parallel world, basically.
I see.
So it's set in 2016.
Right. So what is it about these programs that fascinate us? What is it? Because I haven't seen Human, so I don't know. Okay. No, it's, but I have seen some of Westworld, and I just wonder why we find that whole notion of artificial life and that futuristic thought so fascinating. And what's Humans' take on it?
I think Humans is kind of, the take on it is that some of these synths come out as they can feel. And for humans, I think that's quite a scary thing to think that artificial intelligence can feel and think for itself.
Yeah.
And I suppose going back to kind of iRobot times, they could take over the world. Humans is not so much about them taking over the world. It's kind of these synths that can feel and have emotions kind of want to just live as humans. But obviously the humans think that that's totally unacceptable and they're robots and they can't be thinking or feeling or anything. That's kind of... It's hard to accept, I think.
I see. Mm. All right, that's Humans on Channel 4, which the first series did very well, didn't it?
So very well, yeah.
The second series will do the same. But where are we going next? Tease ahead.
Josh, BBC Three.
Oh, okay. This is another new series of Josh.
Yes.
All right. So we will talk about that very shortly with Sophie as work experience pundit for us today. You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Halloween on Talk Radio. Voodoo, give it a listen. Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going every weekday morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk. UK.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only, hire purchase only, maximum term 36 months, minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In October, we've got a real deal on an 8-foot by 4-foot sheet of 12.5mm standard plasterboard for only £3.99 ex-fat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
eBay has a fantastic range of refurbished technology that is as good as new this Christmas.
Oh, my mum is driving me mad. She's been on at me for not doing my homework.
Laptops.
She won't let me watch what I want to watch on TV.
HD TVs.
On at me for not letting her know when I'm out late.
Smartphones.
She's even moaning about me not tidying up my room.
Vacuum cleaners. Save up to 50% when you buy refurbished technology compared to buying new on eBay. The ultimate Christmas gifts for your little darling shop. Conditions apply.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
To Devon, where the A303 in Newcastle is currently closed. There's ways because of an accident. That's between Newcastle and Horton Cross. Swindon's Cricklade Road to the north of the town remains closed because of an accident. That's around Thamesdown Drive, causing delays in the area. Early problems on the M6 south near Birmingham has left delays from Junction 6 at Spaghetti to 4A at the M42. And looking very slow into Cardiff on the A470 at the moment. That's because of roadworks near to Birch Grove Road. I'm Joanna Adams.
Hi, I'm Dave, co-founder of Life's Kitchen, and we cater high-profile events all over the place. Sometimes, my office is here.
Service!
Or here. And occasionally, here.
You have the power to be ready for anything.
We have business broadband with a free backup Wi-Fi dongle so you're always connected. Search Vodafone Business. Vodafone. Power to you.
Free broadband dongle included on Vodafone Superfast Fibre and Phone Premium packages.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And a countdown has begun for tomorrow's Full Set Breakfast when we're on song. And there are clues there. Countdown, on song. We're joined by Carol Vorderman and Gareth Malone from the choir. You lucky people.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am what that bit of production just said. Just before we talk to Sophie again of TV fame, let's... I'm going to be honest with you. I looked at the news just then, actually.
Oh, you idiot.
Well, I know. Just while the travel was on, I was just looking at the news, and it's really complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
so
it.
So difficult. All of this stuff about the FBI revealing details of this investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails, and now the FBI might have broken the law by doing it because they might be altering the outcome of an election. That's happened, of course. Theresa May and the government have said... the funding of the NHS, they've come up with some figures for the funding of NHS, which now they're saying isn't true. It's so complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
I know, but it's all right, allow us to help, Cornelius, because this is where on the programme, of course, we take the news and simplify it by analysing it through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Putin plans Aleppo attack, probably bare-chested on a horse.
The news in haiku. It is Halloween. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Hello. Welcome. Today's texting, by the way, if you want to get involved, as I believe presenters are wont to say, is Halloween politicians. They'll be taking your suggestions for those. The more poor the pun, the better. It's Monday. It's pun day. 87222 is
start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a Halloween politician pun
thing. Here's one. Jeremy Cauldron. You see, I didn't say it was good. I just said it was one. So you take some. What you do? So I explain it. You take something from Halloween.
Okay.
And then a politician.
Okay.
And then you put them together, and you get a Halloween pun, politician pun. You have a turn.
Grave Id Cameron.
Right. Hillary Clintoom. Jack Straw-O-Lantern. This is the level we've reached, so feel free to... join in with that as the afternoon wears on. It's the Halloween texter. Halloween politicians. Die, Anne Abbott.
Amber Blood.
Amber Blood. Good.
The home sec you scary.
Right, very, really great. Anyway, here's... Sophie with the Work Experience Punditry. Today it's television while you're working on those puns. Sophie, we've already talked about humans, and we've already talked... What was the other one?
Zapped.
That's right. And now we are on to Josh on BBC 3?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Yeah. So is this second series?
It is second series. Yeah. It's just finished, so you can watch all of them now on BBC iPlayer mm-hmm. in one go if you want to, if that's your kind of thing.
Yep.
So it is about Josh Widdicombe and his two other flatmates, who are played by Ellis James and BT Edmondson. And Jack D, who is their lonely, weird landlord who seems to just hang around all the time. And basically, I think they all went to, or supposed to have gone to university together. And it's just a lighthearted sitcom set in and around Twickenham, I think. And it's just kind of about their daily life, really.
Yeah, as most sitcoms are. But yeah. It's been, I mean, it was quite... well received, I think, the first time round.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, Josh Widdicombe's with us now to discuss it. Good afternoon, Josh.
Hello. 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 Thank you very much for discussing my show.
Yeah. Sophie, chat to Josh by all means about how it was.
Hello, Sophie. What did you think?
I thought it was good, actually. It was.
Are you just saying that because I'm here?
No, it was better than I expected it to be. Actually, pretty funny. Mm.
Yeah. Actually.
Actually.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, that's all right. Ellis James is great, and perhaps maybe...
All right. I'm right here. Who's the best, though? It's not called Ellis, is it?
It's Ellis James,
it
actually, isn't it? Yeah.
I'm afraid.
Yeah, I mean, that is true, but...
He's great. You're good, but he's great.
Thank you.
So what happens is, it one of those sitcoms of where... I mean, I haven't seen it, I have to say, but where sort of, you know, eponymous sitcom, nothing really happens... It's just kind of about some people.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So you can watch them in any order, or one, yeah. or none, yeah. or all of them.
Yeah.
Depends.
Is it better than Zapped?
Ooh.
Or not?
They're very different.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. Because Zapped is more interesting.
Okay.
But this is... It's good, but it hasn't got that slight... twisty, quirky vibe that Zapped has got.
It's hard to do flat share sitcoms now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think after because I mean, what was Men Behaving Badly possibly the best flat share of you know comparatively recent times? Because you had Martin Clunes and Caroline Quinton and what's her face Leslie Ash, Neil Morrissey, and that was good.
Yeah, you know? That was good.
So it's hard to come up with something that's. Right level, I guess.
Mm.
But I say that as a man who hasn't seen it, so I don't know.
Yeah.
And who's it aimed at?
Ooh.
What sort of age? What sort of?
Probably kind of 18 to 30.
All right. So BBC Three then, as you said.
Quite a broad age range.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how old they are. I guess.
What are they doing? Do they have jobs? What's the thing?
Yeah, so...
Or is Josh playing the comedian Josh?
Yeah, so Josh plays himself. This is also really weird, because obviously they're friends in real life, but Josh plays himself and everyone else plays a fictional character.
Right.
Which is a slightly strange concept in itself.
Okay.
But, Ellis James's character plays a man who works in a cafe.
Yeah.
Which is also kind of strange. That's like a student job, but he's not a student.
All right. I think we've got a clip, actually.
We do, yeah.
We've got a clip of Josh from BBC Three.
You expecting a call, or...?
No. Just checking the night's still young, which it is. Glad to see we've only been here 20 minutes. Are you getting reception?
Oh, my phone never gets any reception. Not that anyone ever rings. Only time I've had to give a ring back was when Judy divorced me.
Oh, well, count yourself lucky I only get those PPI calls.
Even they don't ring anymore. Got removed from the list. Their request, not mine. Still, at least there's Saturday to look forward to.
Saturday?
My birthday. You are coming.
Saturday? Oh, no, not Saturday. I'm afraid I'm going to Chessington World of Adventures.
Really?
Yeah. Owen's got those fast-track passes. They're actually more affordable than you'd think. Can you get these vouchers on the back of Frosty's?
No, I mean, Owen, I've already sent him the invite and he's accepted for both of you, so...
Has he?
Yeah. Do you think you got your dates mixed up?
The only explanation I can imagine.
So you can come?
Yeah.
Great. Bump buds forever. Bump.
You're a lot more subdued in it on the television, aren't you, Josh?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I could do... I'm acting. That's what I'm doing. I'm acting.
Not very well.
No. I agree.
So that's Josh Widdicombe in Josh. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Sophie.
That's okay.
For coming in. Now, out of 10 for all of them, the average, the mean?
7.
7?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because humans really bumps that up
Okay,
me.
Fine. All right, good. Sophie, thank you. That's okay. Sophie with Work Experience Punditry Today Television in the next bit of this programme, this Halloween special. This, yeah, that's because it's Halloween and Cornelius is a bit special. We will be indulging ourselves in today's diversity paper review. There's the big debate at three. We bring you a huge announcement. I know, this afternoon, before 4 o'clock, a huge announcement regarding Cornelius' future career. On this programme. I know. Before 4 o'clock, there's something to look forward to. There will also be the Vexen Le Crowley, High Priest Vexen Le Crowley from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He'll be here with a special Halloween thought for the day for Satanists. And if we've got time, today's Monday mystery competition. And we'll be out on the streets asking drunk people. We recorded this at the weekend. Drunk people, what they think of last week's news. We call it Alco Vox Pops. It's all on the way. Just after 2:30, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, it's been revealed there won't be a statutory inquiry or independent review into a clash during the 1984 miners' strike. Campaigners have been calling for the police's actions at the so-called Battle of Orgreave in South Yorkshire to be looked into. A lorry driver who crashed into 8 vehicles, killing 4 members of the same family and injuring others, has been jailed for 10 years. The 30-year-old was looking at music on his smartphone seconds before the crash in Berkshire in August. Kate Goldsmith's 11-year-old daughter Amy was one of those who died.
The sentence of 10 years in prison will not ease our pain and suffering, nor do we believe it will send a strong enough message to those who lack the self-restraint to not use their mobile phones whilst driving.
Sir Cliff Richard is going to make his first major TV appearance since an investigation into child sex allegations was dropped. The 76-year-old singer will present an honour at the Daily Mirror's Pride of Britain Awards later. Businesses are being told to get ready for the new pound coin, which comes into circulation in March. A website's been set up to help firms get ready for the 12-sided version. And some Barclays customers have been charged twice as the bank tries to fix a glitch affecting debit card payments. The bank says balances will be restored. The weather, some... I'm just waiting for you to...
No, I wasn't going to say anything.
That's really surprising.
Well, I know. Well, you told me off on Friday for...
And you actually paid attention.
Well, a bit. Because, you know, you said I'd draw attention to your mistakes. Mm. And I don't view them as mistakes. That's not how I would look at them. I would look at them as...
incompetent.
Yes. So,
thanks.
I don't... but I wasn't going to draw attention to it. But then you did it and then looked at me as though...
I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
Because I'm so used to you deriding me on air.
No!
Anyway, the weather. Sunny spells for many areas. Yeah. Cloudy with showers across Scotland
Halloween
and Northern
weather.
Ireland.
Halloween
highs
weather.
At 17 degrees. Now, trick-or-treaters can expect a mild evening as Halloween temperatures are going to stay above average for a fourth year running. There'll be clear spells in central and southern parts, so we can see fog patches again tonight. The rain in the north will slowly sink southwards overnight too, with cloudy skies. It's more than half an hour.
That was quite good. You see, you did. You got extra weather there as well.
Yeah, there you go.
And now it's time, though, of course, well, in a moment, for bonus news. Because Victoria's bulletins are shorter than they used to be. She has to make the time up at 2:30. She brings us bonus news. Normally, animal, vegetable or mineral news. But today, we're going for Halloween news.
We are.
Should we do it? It's Halloween news.
Halloween news. If you think that's scary, you should see what John Holmes wore to work today.
What does that even mean?
Well... have you heard the trails that have been going out on the station, by the way?
Of course I haven't.
Do you want to hear it to give a bit of context to that?
What do you mean? So they've made... We've heard some. They've made a lot of Halloween-based trails.
Yeah, but there's a specific John Holmes one, which I've been really enjoying.
Oh. Well, I heard one earlier about Julie Hartley Brewer, I don't know, giving Paul Ross a piggyback. Okay. Is it sort of with some spooky music or something?
Yeah.
And there's one about me.
Yeah, do you want to hear it?
If I say no, will it make a difference?
Nope.
Okay.
Halloween on Talk Radio. It's a scream! John Holmes is celebrating because it's the only time of the year that he gets to leave the house in the kind of get-up he likes to wear in private. Suspenders, fishnets, leather mask, vulcanized rubber knickers, gimp mask... or that kind of clobber. Laugh your head off and stick it under your arm with the miniature master of mischief and mayhem.
John Haunted Holmes this afternoon from 1.
Halloween on Talk Radio. Voodoo, give it a listen.
I love it.
I mean, what vulcanized leather knickers got to do with Halloween, apart from in Cassie's house?
Well, it's apparently what you like to wear. I also like the fact that they called you miniature, because that's true. And they spoke about your suspenders and your fishnets.
Suspenders and fishnets are the same thing, aren't they? Oh,
No, they're not.
The suspenders are the hangy up bit.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah. So anyway, should we get on with Halloween news?
Halloween news! It's nice that creative are busy, isn't it, upstairs? It's nice.
So, this is all from America, because they go big for Halloween. So, starting off with the actress Hilary Duff and her boyfriend, they've had to apologise.
Oh, I should have had some spooky music for you.
Oh, yeah. Do you not have any?
This
is really slick.
This is Halloween one.
Yeah, just do some spooky music. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
What's going on?
You're still playing the Archers. You didn't stop the Archers.
I'm still playing the Archers alongside the thing with the thing.
So. We are professional.
You carry on, I'll find it. Go on.
This is rubbish.
Okay, hang on, here we go. Look.
Sends the beast with wrath because he knows the time is short.
Wait a minute, I'll come in a minute.
Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
Here we go.
Okay, so starting off with the actress Hilary Duff and her boyfriend, they've had to apologise after they were criticised for wearing somewhat controversial Halloween costumes. The former Lizzie McGuire star wore a pilgrim top and hat with hot pants and fishnets, a bit like you. While her partner Jason Walsh was dressed as a Native American, and they were branded insensitive and ignorant, so they've had to apologise. In a similar theme, a student has been expelled from a fraternity for attending Halloween, a party, as Bill Cosby, and he painted his face black. The student, who wasn't black, was asked to remove the paint.
Well, I guessed that, otherwise that wouldn't be that offensive.
Well, yeah. He was asked to remove the paint, but before he did, a picture was taken, put on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then the students and the faculty said it was offensive, so he was suspended.
Right.
That's the end of fraternity times for him. Mm. And NASA scientists have taken pumpkin carving to a whole new level. Staff in California have been using mechanical devices to transform their entries in the annual competition into space telescopes, helicopters and all sorts. And one of them made the most of this year's Trumpkin trend.
And Trumpkin, yeah.
Trumpkin, because that's what people have been doing. They've been making pumpkins as
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which works really well, actually.
Yeah.
Because the innards look like his hair when they're put on top of his head. Anyway, so the winner, joint winner, was a Donald and Hillary asteroid, which took first place alongside a ninja starshade, which featured a buzzsaw slicing into a pumpkin head. That's the end.
Halloween news!
Halloween news. If you think that's scary, you should see what John Holmes wore to work today.
What's the whip for?
Because it's going in theme with your gimp mask and suspenders.
But I don't know why. I don't know what that's got to do. Why have they said that up there in the trial? It's fine, but I just go, well,
maybe they think cross-dressing is funny.
Maybe they do.
Mm. It's not just cross-dressing, though, is it? It's probably best not to talk about this.
Okay. So that was Victoria's bonus news. In the next bit of the programme, we will have the diversity paper review, an exciting phone number chat, and something utterly unbroadcastable about Julia Hartley Brewer.
Halloween on Talk Radio. It's a scream!
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone,
Even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Why do I drive with Uber? Well, I get to have more time with the family.
Well, it really helps pay off the mortgage quicker.
I drive with Uber because the hours are totally flexible.
And I'm making money on my own terms.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber. Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of Thistle multi-finished plaster for only £4.39 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted and registered between the 13th of October and the 24th of November 2016. Subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post for credit. Excludes Car Plus, Fiesta Studio and Style, Focus RS and Mustang models.
There's another massive week coming up on BT Sport. Man City face Barcelona again in the UEFA Champions League on Tuesday. Can Pep get his revenge? We'll also see what Arsenal can do against Ludogorets. On Wednesday, Spurs and Leicester continue their European campaign. And on Thursday, Man United visit Fenerbahce in the UEFA Europa League. Then on Sunday, Arsenal face Spurs in the North London Derby. Four competitions, one venue. BT Sport. BT Sport customers can watch 42 Premier League matches, all of the UEFA Champions League games, plus up to 24 Emirates FA Cup matches.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
To Devon, where the A303 in Newcastle is currently closed. Both ways because of an accident. That's between Newcastle and Horton Cross. Swindon's Cricklade Road to the north of the town remains closed because of an accident. That's around Thamesdown Drive, causing delays in the area. Early problems on the M6 south near Birmingham has left delays from Junction 6 at Spaghetti to 4A at the M42. And looking very slow into Cardiff on the A470 at the moment. That's because of roadworks near to Birch Grove Road. I'm Joanna Adams.
Hi, I'm Dave, co-founder of Life's Kitchen, and we cater high-profile events all over the place. Sometimes, my office is here.
Service!
Or here. And occasionally, here.
You have the power to be ready for anything. We have business broadband with a free backup Wi-Fi dongle so you're always connected. Search Vodafone Business. Vodafone. Power to you.
Free broadband dongle included on Vodafone Superfast Fibre and Phone Premium packages.
The radio station that'll give you the release
this afternoon as the bells toll four. Take a hair-raising ride to the other side with Ferryman of the Dead, Sam, dearly departed Delaney. Get ready for all hell to break loose as Sam Delaney tackles the burning issues of the day, fans the flames of controversy, and digs up the dirt on the breaking news stories. Hold tight for a terrifying trip to the afternoon chat inferno with Delaney live at Drive this afternoon from 4.
Halloween on Talk Radio. Voodoo, give it a listen.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see the Saw Town of Halloween.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
This is Halloween, and it's 3:15 in the afternoon on it. So you are sending in your very poor quality Halloween politician puns. Thank you for that. I say poor quality. I mean, you're not bad. Dave's coming with Halloween and Duncan Smith, which I think is perfectly acceptable. Shuffle has Jacob Rees, which is Moggy. What have you got, Cornelius?
This is from Lauren, who says Vampire Putin, and she's also said The Gory Party.
The Gory Party, good, thank you. Emma's just gone at Talk Radio. Hey, what? You've forgotten to put the message on it, Emma. Two-headed Miliband. What? Tornby Blair? What?
As in an owl? A tawny owl?
I don't know. I don't like being ripped apart in the guts, something like that. Teresa Howell.
That's Tessa Howell.
Oh. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
You've read Paul's one, which is Trick or Theresa May.
Yeah, I have. That's exactly what I've done, yeah. Tessa Howell, I understand it now. I was staring at it going, I don't get that. But now I do. Grim Farron. Skeleton Watson has just come in from Davis. All right, you can keep those coming in. Poor that they are. Halloween politician puns this afternoon on Talk Radio. Now, though, look, Mark's here for the diversity paper review. Just giving you a spooky introduction there, Mark.
Yeah.
For Halloween.
I like it.
It's the Diversity Paper Review. Each day the papers are reviewed by a different diversity. Mark's here. Tell us what your diversity is.
I think on the Farron Ball wall chart, I'm referred to as Hazelnut Whip.
On the Farron Ball wall chart of diversity.
Yes.
Good. All right, so where are we starting? What newspaper are we starting with?
I'm on the Little Eye. There's no Big Eye anymore.
No, Little Eye.
Little Eye, which is a nice little paper.
Yeah.
Only Fools and Horses.
Yes.
Were you ever a fan?
Not especially.
I was. What?
I've seen bits. I was aware of it, but I could take it or leave it.
I'm not saying you're a Del Boy like character, but your sidekick Cornelius does remind me of Rodney.
Yeah. What? You know, he's inept.
He's a plonker, am I?
Yeah.
It's rude.
And but odd eyes as well.
There you go. What's the Only Fools and Horses story?
Apparently, the 1996 special where they finally make it,
yeah.
And they become millionaires,
yeah.
is the most watched TV show of all time in the UK.
Is it?
Yeah.
How many?
24.35 million people tuned in on the 29th of December.
I thought Morecambe and Wise used to get more than that, though, back in the day.
Hmm.
I'm sure I've read that before.
Did they?
I think so.
That's close to half the population, isn't it? 24. Well
not now.
No.
Maybe then.
Yeah.
But no, it's not.
The thing is, though, that's 1996, where there's only about five channels, wasn't there?
Yeah. So it's not going to be beaten?
No, it's not.
That's everyone watching it at once. Was it a Christmas? No, was it a Christmas one? I can't
remember. It was the best time of year is obviously the time between Christmas and New Year.
Yeah, the perineum of the year.
Yeah. I think there's a Norwegian word for it, isn't there? Like Rimmel or something. It's really...
Rimmel?
Yeah. For most countries, it's what you wash your hair with, but in Norway, it's the time between Christmas and New Year, yeah. I believe.
No, it's the perineum. Yeah. It's the bit between the hoo-ha of Christmas and the arse end of the year, which is New Year. So it's the perineum of the year. It's there, but no one really knows what to do with it.
I like it. It's the best time of year.
Do you like it when it's tickled?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, why is that new? Are they doing a survey?
I don't know why they discovered this. I don't really know why it's in the paper.
Good reviewing.
I like talking about it. The number fourth most viewed TV program of all time was The Panorama, in which Princess Diana admitted that she had had an affair, which came out in 1995.
How many viewers did that get?
22.77 million. Obviously, I was around, but I was very small. Like, what? And you're slightly older than me, John. Was this something that everyone's rushing home to watch?
I don't recall. I mean, I was too young to, even then, to sort of rush home to watch Panorama.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was aware that it was a big deal.
Yeah.
But this was a revelatory interview. It was Martin Bashir, wasn't it? Did it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but I didn't. I don't think I rushed home from school excited that Princess Diana was going to be on the on the television talking to Martin Bashir. I'm not sure it grabbed me like that.
My parents probably watched it not because it was Princess Diana, but because when I was a kid, we'd just watch anything with which had an Asian person in. The reason we would have watched it is probably my mum's mother, my grandmother, would have called up and said, "There's an Asian person on TV. Quick, watch
it. Get it on."
Get it on, yeah.
Who's this blonde, blue-eyed woman he's banging on? He's not interested in her.
Don't care about her. It's this Martin bloke on TV.
He's great.
Get him on, yeah. And phone all the other Asian people, you know, and tell them to watch it.
So that could be... They haven't gone deep into that research, but that could be 22 million Asian people.
Yeah, quite possibly.
For all that we know.
Yeah.
But we still don't know why they've done this, sir. When you did the paper review on Penny Smith's programme, was it like this? Or had you researched it better?
I'd researched it better. I tried to read all the articles and stuff. Now, with you, I just kind of... I get distracted by pictures.
Yeah.
And there's a big picture of Del Boy and Rodney and Cassandra. And I always forget Rodney's wife's name, but she's the
Raquel!
Name, Raquel, that's the one.
Raquel.
And I was like, oh, I like Only Fools and Horses, so I'm going to talk about it. It's great, isn't it?
Was it?
I thought so.
I mean, I can't... I mean,
what's your favourite TV comedy?
Oh, of whatever.
Yeah.
Well, Fawlty Towers is definitely up there.
Yeah.
Without it. The Fawlty Towers is better than Only Fools and Horses. Surely.
Yeah. I think I prefer Only Fools and Horses.
See, no, what?
Yeah, I do.
Don't be ludicrous.
No, I just do. I'm allowed to.
Well, I mean, you are.
Yeah.
Well, I can't stop it, but you're wrong. But you got... I Fawlty Towers was kind of appointment television. That wasn't must see. That was I've got that on DVD. Right. But Only Fools and Horses, if it was on, I might watch it. But I wouldn't like sit down and go, "Oh, brilliant! Only Fools and Horses is on."
I'm always a little bit uncomfortable laughing about anything that's from the 70s, which is what kind of Fawlty Towers comes from. So I'm like, is this right? I'm laughing, but am I meant to be laughing?
Yeah, I mean, it was a different time.
Yeah,
as you know.
Yeah,
you know. And but well. What else is in the top, whatever it was?
The Royal Variety Performance was number three. To the Manor Born, which I've no idea what's even
that
in
there. Was quite good.
Was that?
Yeah. Penelope Keith.
Yeah.
And Richard... Peter Bowles.
There's often reruns of that show on BBC Two about this time of day, isn't there? Obviously, we never watch it.
No, because we're here.
Because we work.
But I don't think it will have stood the test of time. I may be wrong, but at the time, it was pretty big, yeah.
Dallas is in it.
Who shot JR one?
Would that have been on the 22nd of November 1980? It's a bit early for Who Shot JR, isn't it?
Yes, it is. JR was in the summer, I think. And do you know I remember that? Because I was a child when Who Shot JR was on the television, and we were on holiday in Wales. Staying in a farmhouse.
Yes.
And I remember that we went with my friends of family friends and stuff who had kids as well. And I remember me and the kids were in the games room or something in this farmhouse.
Yeah.
While the parents were watching Who Shot JR on the television.
How big were those kind of TV moments? You don't really get that kind of thing now, do you?
That was huge. That was huge, that Who Shot JR thing. And we all went and didn't care because we were children. But I remember it being a big thing.
When I was a kid, Deirdre from Coronation Street went was on trial and ended up... I think she ended up going to prison. And that was massive as well.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's only about 20
Who
years
Who Shot ago. Phil Mitchell was my one. He got shot, yeah.
But no one really cares about that anymore, do they?
Well, they did at the time.
Yeah. Anyway, great TV chats. So, where are we going now in the paper?
Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
Famed Hollywood celebrity and, I want to say alcoholic, but I'm not sure if that's true or not anymore. She's been to rehab.
Well, you've said it now, so.
Yeah. Apparently, she may be switching on the lights in Kettering.
We've heard about it. Now, we have heard about this.
Yeah.
It keeps coming
This
back.
Is kind of this ongoing... Yeah. This is one of those other, you know, the fallout of Brexit.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we all ponder who, you know, where will the country's economy be in a couple of years' time? When will Article 50 be triggered? What will, you know, Britain outside the EU look like? Will we get a trade deal? Well, the people of Kettering have been left wondering whether or not Lindsay Lohan will come and switch on their Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Because
I didn't realise it was Christmas lights. I thought Kettering had just never had any lights before.
No.
Oh, now it makes more sense.
I've never been to Kettering. What's it like?
I've never been to Kettering.
Just assumed you would.
Because she slagged off Kettering, didn't she?
Yeah, she slagged off Kettering on the night of Brexit when she was watching the results coming in.
Yeah.
Because obviously this was prime time viewing for her. And she tweeted out, "Sorry, Kettering, but where are you?"
Yeah.
?
And they've invited her in today.
Yeah.
So if we slag off Kettering, do we get an invitation to Kettering? Is that how it works?
No, I think they'll probably be quite happy because I imagine the feeling's mutual in terms of they probably hate you guys as much as you hate them.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah. In common with the rest of the nation.
Yeah.
So the Lohan mystery, we don't know. It's not been cleared up yet.
It's not been cleared up, apparently. So the kind of MPs, the local MP has called her out and said, "We want you to come and switch on the Christmas lights."
Yeah.
They've got in touch with her agent because she said she'd do it on Twitter.
Yeah.
They've got in touch with her agent who said he's trying to make time for it to happen.
Yeah. In the busy Lohan schedule.
In the busy life of Lindsay Lohan. She hasn't been in the film for ages, so you imagine she's probably got time to come and do this.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make this happen. I hope it does happen for the people of Kettering.
I think they deserve a break.
Yeah.
What could be better than Lindsay Lohan turning up?
Lindsay Lohan leaving.
That's correct.
Yeah.
What next in the papers, very quickly?
In the papers...
How many stories did Penny Smith do, by the way, when you did her review on Saturday?
We did about 18 stories.
18 stories?
18 stories. Is there even 18 news stories on any given day?
We literally reviewed the paper from front page to back.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that fills time, doesn't it?
There were some great stories as well that I could have talked about for ages.
But how do you have time to dwell on the...
Well, if you don't have many stories, you don't need to think of anything. You just read the top line.
Well, we should do that. It'd be much easier, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Just do that for a bit now.
Should I do that now? In fact, let's go to the birthday section.
Yeah.
Did
you do that on Penny Smith's programme?
I was about to.
Oh.
Then we ran out of time, and I was so grateful.
Okay.
Michael Collins, the astronaut on Apollo 11 lunar mission.
Yeah.
He's 86 today.
Well, then happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday, yeah. Angela Knight, chairwoman of the Office of Tax Simplification and chief executive of the Trade Association of Energy, 66 today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, yep.
It's a great new feature, this, isn't it?
Yeah. Jonathan Waxman, professor of oncology at Imperial College London and founder of Prostate Cancer UK, is 65 today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And Baroness Judith Wilcox, Business Innovation and Skills Department Minister, between 2010 and 2012, is 76.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So if we sing happy birthday, can you fill in all those names for us?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Happy birthday.
I'm going to Kasim Martov to join in as well. It's really nice.
Do you want those names again or do you want different names?
All of those names again, in detail. Names.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you,
Michael Collins.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Michael Collins, astronaut on the Apollo 11 lunar mission, who's 86 today. And Odeline Della Martinez, composer and conductor, who's 67. I can't remember who else I read. Jonathan Waxman, professor of oncology, Imperial College London, founder of Prostate Cancer UK, who's 65. Baroness Wilcox, Business Innovation and Skills Department Minister between 2010 and 2012, who's 76.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Right, that was Mark with the birthdays and the paper review as the diversity paper reviewer for today. And his diversity is...
Bran.
You're not going with the Farrow and
Hazelnut Ball. Whip.
Okay. thank you, Mark. We'll see you again next time. And in the next bit of the programme, then, we will meet drunk people. We've been out on the streets, of course, over the weekend, canvassing them for their opinions on the week's news. That's Alco Vox Pops. There is the big debate just after 3 o'clock. And Vexen Le Crowley, the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley, will join us for a Halloween special, Thought for the Day for Satanists. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Goblins, ghosties and phone ghouls. Halloween on Talk Radio. It's a scream!
Right, sharpen knives, slice bacon, remind Mrs. Jones to collect her sausages, again. Pay the locksmith, update website, speak to Josh about being late, again. And find an hour to talk to the bank about their business tariffs.
HSBC's Best Tariff Promise ensures you're on our best standard tariff every year, so you're free to get on with running your business. Another big little thing from HSBC. Search HSBC Business Bank for more details.
For businesses up to £2 million turnover on a small business or electronic banking tariff business current account. Promise based on our annual review of your last 12 months account activity. T's and C's apply. See website.
People all over the UK love driving with Uber because they get to choose their own hours and take home great weekly pay. You can drive as much or as little as you like. And even if you don't have your own car or private hire licence, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk.
That's godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire license fees may apply.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118i M Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, hello, I am John Holmes. It's just gone 3 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, no Orgreave inquiry, driver jail for killing family, and Sir Cliff to return to TV.
Talk Radio.
The Home Secretary Amber Rudd has been jeered by MPs in the Commons as she announced there won't be a review into the Battle of Orgreave.
I have concluded that there is no case for either a statutory inquiry or an independent review.
Families of those involved in the clashes between miners and South Yorkshire Police during the strike in 1984 were calling for a Hillsborough-style inquiry. Andy Burnham, who's been campaigning for an investigation, has condemned the decision.
Given that in the last month, new evidence has emerged from former police officers who were at Orgreave of orchestrated violence and the mass manufacture of police statements, aren't we right in concluding that the establishment stitch-up that she has just announced today is nothing more than a nakedly political act?
A lorry driver has been jailed for a decade for killing a mother and three children in a crash caused by him looking at his mobile phone. 30-year-old Thomas Croker smashed into Tracy Houghton's car in Bedfordshire in August, causing an eight-vehicle pileup. A man has been jailed for life 18 years after murdering a waiter due to a change in Scotland's double jeopardy laws. 48-year-old Ronnie Coulter was initially cleared of stabbing Surjit Singh Choker to death in North Lanarkshire in 1998, but was found guilty at a retrial earlier this month. 13 men who've been jailed for murder despite not killing anyone have been told their convictions will stand. They had challenged the joint enterprise law, where a whole group can be charged even if only one dealt the fatal blow. Jordan Cunliffe has served 9 years for a crime he insists he didn't commit. His mother Jan has told Talk Radio today's ruling is incredibly disappointing.
I can feel the anger bubbling inside me for the first time in many years. I felt the injustice when they convicted my son. I felt the injustice when they gave him a life sentence, and I feel the injustice again today.
And Sir Cliff Richard is to make his first major TV appearance since an investigation into child sex allegations was dropped. The 76-year-old singer will present one of the honours at the Daily Mirror's Pride of Britain Awards later.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny spells for many areas this afternoon. Cloudy with showers across Scotland and Northern Ireland. Highs of 17 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria, for that weather there.
Okay.
Now, here is Spooky Ben Fletcher with the pre-recorded sport live today from a haunted house for Halloween.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Wales and Real Madrid forward Gareth Bale has described his new record-breaking deal, which will see him stay in Spain until 2022, as a dream come true. The Welshman's agreed a reported £600,000 a week at the Bernabeu. Though he was tight-lipped about the specifics of his contract at his press conference, Bale believes his side can keep winning competitions and says he's the happiest he's ever been. Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho could be handed a stadium ban after clashing with referee Mark Clattenburg during the goalless draw with Burnley at the weekend. Mourinho is sent to the stands for the second half at Old Trafford. But to tonight's action, Swansea boss Bob Bradley heads to Stoke looking for his first ever Premier League win. The Swans have picked up just a single point from his first two games in charge. Finally, tennis. If Andy Murray wins the Paris Masters live on TalkSport 2 this week, Novak Djokovic will replace himself at the top of the ring. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben there with the pre-recorded sport live from a haunted house this Halloween afternoon, Eve afternoon. Today on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So just ahead of the big debate then, let's just pop over to Radio 2 again. Matthew Bannister's sitting in for Jeremy Vine today. That's where he's been. Let's just find out what they've been tackling.
Good afternoon, it is Matthew Bannister sitting in on Radio 2 all this week. On the programme this lunchtime, the government warns that poor people are putting lives at risk as they plan to strike. Gay firefighters are damaging the ecosystem, according to the National Trust. Richard Branson to be cut back as part of a national action plan. Jeremy Vine is thought to have been shot dead by a hunter. And abandoned shopping trolleys. We talked to Adolf Hitler.
Thanks, Matthew! So, as the FBI look to be on the back foot regarding the release of the information that they're reinvestigating Hillary Clinton's emails, and may themselves have broken the law by saying so, it's curious, of course, to see Donald Trump go up in the polls. Meaning that as of today, the presidential hopefuls are neck and neck in the polls in America, which in itself is a poll in a way that reveals that the American people think that allegations of sexual assault, misogyny and a civil suit accusing him of rape somehow equate to someone sending some emails. Perhaps Hillary Clinton should have groped the emails instead, grabbed them by the inbox. But it seems that the FBI's director could have abused his power by disclosing this investigation, given that it could alter an election result. It's an accusation that goes all the way up the chain of command. On the line listening to me say the word chain there in the sentence chain of command is Clive. Good afternoon, Clive.
All right, MZ, how you doing?
Good, thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks for joining us, Clive. Now, you heard me say the word chains there. This Halloween, I mean, what a time to ring up and say that you don't want chains anymore in post-Brexit Britain. You think we should lose chains entirely, is that right?
Oh, chains, a waste of time, aren't they, mate? Listen to me. Oh, I mean, the thing about chains, like, they're all linked together. Yeah. I don't trust them.
You don't trust them?
All bunched together. You're like a gang. Gangs wear chains, don't they? I'll tell you what, the worst story, right, about the chains, yeah, right, I've had recently, right, went to a park, yeah?
Yeah.
And you know what? Gate was chained up. Couldn't get in. Had to drink somewhere else.
Really?
Terrible.
Right, so in terms of what you don't like about them, then I can see that you've got a personal story there, of course. But let's start with the Halloween issue. I mean, if it's Halloween,
yeah,
ghost rattle chains. What do you propose? What do you propose? It's no good coming here with problems. You've got to solution these problems with a solution. What do you propose? Ghosts rattle.
Well, I mean, they could rattle anything really, like a rattle, like a football rattle, yeah, or maybe like a baby's rattle, or maybe even like a bag full of, I don't know, Chewits or something. Maybe that.
A bag of Chewits.
Quite, really.
All right.
Yeah, imagine that.
All right.
It's nice, wouldn't it?
So, ghost rattling a bag of Chewits on Halloween. That's,
yeah.
All right, wow, then. Look, Clive, stay on the line for me. I want to bring in Dave.
I will.
Hello, Dave.
All right, there. Actually, Clive don't sound too dissimilar to me, does he?
No, probably the same level of intelligence calling a radio
naughty
station.
Naughty.
Now, Dave, listen, yes, you've heard Clive's point of view. I mean, he came at it from a personal point of view. At first, he couldn't get into a park. And then he suggested that a ghost, I mean, tonight of all nights, Dave, what do you make of this? He suggested that a ghost should rattle a bag of Chewits.
Yeah, no. Let's get back to the true meaning of Halloween. It certainly isn't rattling a bag of Chewits, stroke Haribos. It's all about burning witches. It's all about dunking poor spinsters in water, and if they float, burning them, because
yep,
they're probably doing evil things. Now, I want to get back to the issue of chains.
Yep.
I sell chains at Wembley Market.
Yep.
I can do a Goldfield men's heavy 9 carats, Kerblink chain necklace. It's a 24-inch, equates to 12.5mm as a gift.
Yeah.
That will go to something like $19.95. I can do you a gold-plated sterling silver Belcher chain, a Figaro chain necklace, a go for £35.
Yeah.
Now, these things have got me a lovely place out Potter's Bar way. I drive a Toyota RAV4.
Yeah.
And unlike Clive, I welcome chains very, very much, thank you.
There you go, Clive. Someone's entire RAV4 based.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. I don't know what you mean. Clive, do you know what he means? Clive, do you know what he means?
I've got a bloody clue.
Right, fair enough, no.
He sounds like the bloody shopping channel. What's going on?
He's selling chains. He's made his entire livelihood of chains. He's the sort of man, this is the sort of self-made man, who's gone all the way up to buying a RAV4 with the spoils of chains, right?
Oh, so
If you want to get...
What do you drive, then? What do you drive?
Me? I don't drive. I don't have anything with a chain belt, anything like that.
What do you drive?
What?
A perennial student there. What do you drive?
Look,
I'm not a perennial student. I use my feet.
No, not Juliana Ponce.
Oh, one of them. Not one of them either. I use my feet. I'm pedestrian. Pedestrian, mate. That's the word you're looking for. Pedestrian.
Which
not your chain belts or anything like that.
Yeah. More or less describes this programme. Look, I don't necessarily take your side, Dave. I mean, or Clive's, but let me ask you about this, okay? So this is Clive. Clive, you want to see the end of chains. You've just taken a man's livelihood away, and I hope you're happy with that. But on top of that, look what else you're taking away. Look what else you're taking away. What else are you taking away, yes or no?
No.
Yeah, Dave?
Yes.
Exactly. Look back to the 80s, right? What did we see then? Last time someone tried to take the chains away, Halloween 1984, ghosts went on strike overnight, right? Yeah. There were no ghosts. Mrs. Thatcher, of course, closed many of their haunted houses, and it led to these striking ghosts clashing with the police. It was a terrible scene. And Clive, is that what you want to go back to?
Oh, you're like a broken record, bringing up the 80s all the time. Bloody hell, leave it alone. That was it years ago, mate.
Yeah, but it's important. The issue hasn't changed with chains, has it?
No. Chains, right? Chains, I can't see the link. It's just stupid, mate. I don't even trust sausages.
Sorry, Dave, come back in there.
Sorry, I just want to go back to the 80s. You're absolutely right.
Here we go.
Thatcher tried to get... Oi, 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 oi. Thatcher tried to... If I were a rich man... No. Listen.
Yes.
It was so bad with trying to get rid of the chains, Thatcher and so forth, that these 80s bands, I mean, you had Tears for Fears, had to introduce women in chains.
That's right, yeah. Yeah,
There was... Hello?
Hello? Tell you, have a listen to this. Throw off your mental chains, woo-oo-oo, right? And woo-oo-oo is the noise a ghost makes. So what do you say to that? What do you say to that, Dave?
I tell you what I say to that. I say I've got some mental chains myself. I've got a mental 9-carat weak chain, solid yellow gold necklace. That is 9-carat gold, 16 to 24 inches. I'm asking for not 20. I'm not asking for not 25. I'm asking for £30 for a mental chain, in the words of Howard Jones. Woo, woo, woo.
Get that round your neck, Clive. What do you say to that?
Well, it's not a bad deal. But no, I'm not interested. Not interested. I'm standing by my stance.
All right, okay.
You're all a chain of fools.
Now that's interesting. Good. Etymology. Chain of fools. You've just been hoist by your own chain petard there. Because think about chain of fools. Now, you know where that comes from, of course. In the 18th century, they used to use fools instead of... It was before metal was invented, to tether... ships to docks, that kind of thing. They used to take people who were foolish and tie them together to lock things up, didn't they? And you know, you couldn't walk into a toilet without seeing a fool hanging from the cistern. You had to pull his leg to flush the fool. And that's where we get that phrase from.
But John, think about the jobs that have been lost due to these chains coming in and taking those people's jobs.
That is a good point, Clive. You do make a good point. It's about it's about employment, isn't it? What about that, Dave? Now, since we lost the fools and we went for metal chains, all those fools now are out of work. They used to be chains, not now.
I don't know what you're talking about. I did not have the luxury of a Ponzi education. like you, and that Mockney geezer down the other end of the phone. I'm a markets man. I work in the market. I sell necklaces. I sell chains.
Yeah.
You can come to me with all your Dante's Inferno nonsense as much as you like. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
I've
look.
I've got a beautiful wife. I've got chains. I've got a Toyota RAV4, and my children are dressed in all the latest bling. So, you know, if you want to get rid of chains, you'll have to deal with me.
The fools, right? They were cool. You've heard the phrase "the weakest link," haven't you, Dave? You've heard that.
Yes, I've heard that, yes.
Yeah, well, the weakest link, why is it called that? It's because chains used to be made of fools. You can't take history away from... You would be nothing without these idiots. They're thick idiots. They were fools at the time. And they were people who couldn't answer the simplest question, like on the weakest link, which is why the weakest link is called the weakest link. They're the weakest link in the chain because they're fools. And they were the weakest link in the chains when chains were made of fools, a chain of fools. Who invented sand? Who invented sand, Dave?
Anne Robinson?
No. Who invented sand, Clive?
It was John Sands, wasn't it? Julian Sands, that's the guy.
That's right, the actor Julian Sands, exactly
yeah,
right.
I from knew that.
And
I
what
knew
film
that.
Was he in? Warlock. And what day is it? Halloween, like when Warlock's come out. So you know, the evidence is clear. The evidence is obvious.
It is.
What about those trials in Sweden that they're doing at the moment? The
Don't talk to me about them.
Well, it's
absolutely ridiculous.
Well, you know as well as I do that chains there.
I do know, yes.
They've outlawed chains made of metal. They just use daisy chains now in the place, don't they? And
their ships on them anchors. I mean, it's no wonder all them ships are floating away off the coast of Stockholm. Because no wonder you cannot use a daisy chain with an anchor on the end.
No.
And talking of anchors, what do you make of that, Clive?
Well, you shouldn't use any chain, full stop. I mean, the daisy chain as well, they're the worst offenders, because, I mean, I don't know if they're alive or dead when they're doing that. It's like Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah, but you...
And in a chain form.
Yeah, but you make a valid point, but it's not just the cat you've got to worry about here, of course, because in Sweden what they tried to do then is grow metal daisies... Didn't they? Because they realised the daisies weren't working as chains, so they grew metal daisies. But of course, what did that do? It killed countless cows the cow can't naturally digest metal. So they tried building robot cows, but the milk just came out as liquid metal, and everyone died.
Yeah,
sad state of affairs, isn't it?
So what's the alternative? Where do we go next?
Well, Wembley Market. You buy one of my necklaces.
Here we go.
Oh yeah!
Get your advert out, mate. Get your advert out. Go on.
And you, all right, well, I've got a 9-carat solid gold fine diamond cut curb chain necklace. Keep the Swedes away. Keep Schrodinger's cat or whatever her name is away. Come and buy it.
That's Dave and Clive there discussing whether or not we still need chains in post-Brexit Britain. Sum up the debate for me in one word, Clive, if you would.
Inflated.
Thank you. Dave?
Belcher.
There you go. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we need chains anymore in post-Brexit Britain, do we need chains? When we've got change and cloth. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Talk Radio that you're listening to. I'm John Holmes. That's The Big Debate.
Thank you for inviting me into your home.
Halloween on Talk Radio. Voodoo, give it a listen.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a real deal on solid oak rustic lacquered flooring for only £19.99 ex-VAT per square metre. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5-star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
No change in Devon. The A303 between A Pottery and Buckland St Mary remains closed both ways following a serious accident. A sign diversion is in place for you now. Better news though in Swindon, Cricklade Road, which was closed because of an accident, has reopened. There's delays on the M5 if you're northbound between Fife and Droitwich in 4A at the M42. A vehicle's broken down there causing queues. And an earlier breakdown on Cheshire's northbound M6 has left some delays through the roadworks between junctions 18 for Middlewich and 19 for Knutsford. I'm Joanna Adams.
For me, it has to be bonfire night. The crackle of excitement as we head off to the local display. Smoke's already in the air from the back garden get-togethers. After, it's back to ours for the bonfire classic, hot dogs. The perfect warming food to make your night go with a bang. Topped off with a generous helping of smooth and creamy yellow mustard. It makes your mouth water just thinking about it. And the mustard, to add a little magic, it has to be Heinz. Available in Asda, selected stores, subject to availability.
Halloween on Talk Radio. It's a scream!
What's that coming over the hill? Is it the monster? Is it the monster?
No! It's just Julia Hartley Brewer giving Paul Ross a piggyback home from the pub. Again.
Julia Hartley Brewer, a potent witch's brew of terrifyingly good conversation and killer current affairs debate.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Come down to the lab and see what's on the slab with Julia Hartley Brewer. Tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes and you are listening to Talk Radio on Halloween. A lot of your reactions coming in for today's big debate, of course. What's coming in, Connie?
Lots coming in. John, you're forgetting to mention chain letters. I'm not sure how or why, but I fully remember Blue Peter encouraging people to forward their chain letters to them and then shredding them online, so they were probably bad.
Yeah, that's right. And so people died because of chain letters.
Yeah, they did.
Blue Peter, there's a terrible accident, wasn't there, where Blue Peter made a mistake and they went round and anyone who received a chain letter, Blue Peter fed into a shredder. I seem to remember, and it killed thousands of children across the country. They've never really recovered from that, actually, Blue Peter. It was almost as bad a scandal as when they renamed that cat.
John, chains, John. If we get rid of chains, what words will rhyme with rain, gain, pain, lane, bane, sane, dane, fane, hane, jane, cane, main, nane, owain, Quain, Tane, Vane, Wayne and Zane. John.
Crane.
Yeah, that's a very good point, actually.
Thank you very much for sending that in. John, I was shocked to read that Michael Gove and his wife Sarah Vine left a chain in a hotel room.
Oh, that's despicable.
While they went dancing, and she hadn't had that chain very long either, and the poor thing was rattling on its own all night, asking where its owners were. How old should a chain be before you leave it in a hotel room? That's a good question. 8-7-2-2
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the appropriate age.
Now, speaking of getting in touch with the programme, I'm led to believe, I came in this morning into Talk Radio, And how long have we been here now? 9 months, is it, or something?
No, not quite. No, about almost 6 or 7.
No, it's more than that. When did we start?
7 or 8. No, it just seems longer.
Oh, fine. Well, whenever we started, we're still young, really, I suppose.
Yeah, we started in March, so 7
okay.
months.
Okay, fine. Well, it transpires that you could call this radio station. I don't know whether you knew that.
I did, yes.
I didn't know that. I had no idea. But apparently, if you wanted to, at any point during those 7 months, you could have phoned us up with a telephone number. Mm. But the problem was, it cost £9,000 a second.
It did, yeah.
Yeah, so no one bothered.
No.
But as of now, apparently, I've been told, we've got a new phone number.
We do, John. That is correct.
When did this happen?
Literally this morning.
A new phone number?
Yes.
Is it now £10,000 a second?
No, John. Thank you for asking. I'm very happy to inform you.
Yes?
That it is just your standard network rate. It's just a national rate. It's just like calling your nan.
It's not like calling my nan because she's dead. Oh, no, it is. Yes, you're right. Yes. Especially if you get through to Julie Hartley Brewer. Because when you did used to call my nan, it was sort of an incomprehensible stream of right-wing sort of rhetoric that belonged in another era.
Mm.
And that is what you get when you're in Julie Hartley Brewer.
Yeah,
so that is actually similar to ringing your nan. You're right.
So there's a number, and it's only changed ever so slightly. So it's now 03444991000.
It's free. 1000. It's free.
It's not free.
You just said it was free.
No, the number is 03444.
You said free.
4991000.
Oh.
It's not free. It's just you know, because no calls are free.
What about free phone numbers?
Yeah, well, it's not one of those.
Right. Just to be clear.
Mm.
0344. So people just ring us now, and it doesn't cost them anything.
Well, yeah,
it's just normal call.
It's just normal price.
So it's part of your bundle.
Yeah. So if you get however many minutes, you can spend those minutes on ringing and
it won't cost you anything extra.
Johnny and Ash Gould.
Yeah,
yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
No,
people could call us. We should open a new phone-in section.
Oh. No.
Okay. Anyway, if you want to call and shout at anyone, 03444991000. The good news is Cass will have to answer the phone.
Mm.
So you can just do impressions of her northern voice out if you want.
Yeah.
You won't necessarily come on air. You don't have to want to come on air. But if you want to ring Cass and insult her, then, you know.
And harass Cass.
Be my guest.
Harass Cass.
Harass Cass. It's a new feature.
New feature.
Harass Cass.
Harass Cass.
No.
It's not an on-air feature.
No.
It's
no.
Just ring the control room here and annoy Cass.
No. This is not... No. We are not doing that.
0344
no.
4991000. Harass Cass.
Harass.
Hashtag harass Cass.
I hate you all.
0344 4991000. Harass Cass. Yeah. I know. Yeah, so, look at her angry face now. No. good. Right, so, drunk people on the streets over the weekend. Where are they? I'll tell you where they are. They're falling out of pubs and clubs and bars. We go out at the weekend and we stick microphones in their faces to find out what they think of the week's news. Drunk people talking about the week's news. Someone's ringing in. Ringing
Someone's
in
ringing.
They're ringing in already. Harass Gas. 03444991000. While you're doing that, here's this week's edition of Alco Vox Pops.
Heathrow has won a third runway. If you had a runway, what would you do with it?
Sex game?
What sex game?
Sex game. You know, vanilla sex game.
It's in terms of what? In terms of like actual like planes in my house. What it was? How would I do stuff with it? Because I could. Because you can land all kinds of things, but you can't. Like, is a runway for landing or for taking off?
Stop shouting!
No.
Run with it. Bomb it.
It's a where you land planes and take planes from, you know. Like,
yeah. I've got a taxi lane as well as a runway. I have. Okay. So I would like start an international airport and like milk international commuters for all they're worth.
I'd sell it.
Water slides. I would build a car park as the
something like that. I don't believe in aeroplanes.
How do you win a runway?
Can I just ask you a couple of quick questions about the news, please? This week saw Mary Berry's last bake-off. How should she spend the rest of her days before she dies?
Pickled.
In a hospice.
Sex game.
Vanilla sex game.
So I ain't never watched Bake Off before, and I ain't never gonna watch it again.
Stop shouting!
But it's Ren. But in terms of like what Mary Berry does, she can do what she wants. It's absolutely fine. Like, you know, if she wants to make another album, it's fine. If she wants to make, you know, another documentary, that's fine as well.
I thought she was dead.
She should sit in front of an oven and watch a fairy cake cook and burn until the end.
Talk Radio's listening figures are now over 300,000. Do you know what Talk Radio is?
No.
Yeah, Talk Radio is when there's a kind of discussion on the radio and, like, say, like an LBC kind of place where you get people to phone in and you discuss... Yeah, just discuss topics and stuff. That's what Talk Radio is, yeah.
Yes. Sister station of Talk Sport. H and J going to get this, because... Je ne parle pas Angleterre, français, humain. Comment ça va?
Tell H and Diary is a ginger prat.
Yeah, sex game. Vanilla sex game.
Drunk people there, canvas for their opinion on the week's news. That is Alco Vox Pops. In the next half an hour, then. Vexilla Crowley joins us. Regular listeners will know he is the High Priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles. That's in Hendon. And he'll be here with a Halloween. He's back. He's been away for a few weeks. He's been in prison. But he's back with a special Halloween thought for the day for Satanists in the next half an hour. Plus today's Halloween-themed mystery thing. It's a mystery sound. All you have to do is identify it to win
£5,000. £5,000 is not available.
£5,000 up for grabs in the next half an hour.
£5,000 is not available.
Plus, I'll be talking to Kate Lawler live on Virgin Radio for reasons that will become clear. Now, it's just gone 3:30 on Halloween Eve. Halloween afternoon of the All Hallows Eve. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
There will be no public inquiry or independent review into the Battle of Algrave in 1984. Families of miners involved in clashes with police have wanted an investigation into the conduct of the South Yorkshire Force during the strike. The Home Secretary, Amber Rudd, has been defending her decision in the House of Commons.
The easier political decision would have been for the government to agree to an inquiry, but I cannot see that it is in the public interest, given the substantial changes to policing that has taken place since 1984.
A lorry driver has been jailed for a decade for crashing into a family car because he was scrolling through music on his phone. 45-year-old Tracy Houghton died alongside her two sons and her stepdaughter in an eight-vehicle pileup in Berkshire in August. A man previously cleared of murder has been jailed for more than 19 years after a change in Scotland's double jeopardy laws and a retrial. The 48-year-old was convicted of killing a waiter in North Lanarkshire in 1998, with a court hearing he'd claimed he got away with the perfect murder. Suzanne Evans, Paul Nuttall, John Rhys-Evans and Peter Whittle are all in the running to become the next leader of UKIP. It's after Nigel Farage's former aide, Raheem Kassam, dropped out of the race just hours before nominations closed. And Gareth Bale has refused to reveal the value of his new contract at Real Madrid, saying it's for him to know. The Wales forward has signed a deal until 2022, reportedly worth £600,000 a week. The weather after a mild evening, there'll be fog in central and southern areas tonight. Rain in northern regions with lows of 7 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny spells in the north. Some showers and gales in northeast Scotland. For central and southern areas, it's going to be cloudier and milder with some light rain. Highs of 12.
Thank you, Victoria.
It's okay.
More in half an hour?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you normally say there.
Yeah. I know, I just realised I didn't write it down and I didn't say it.
Is that what, because you didn't write it down?
Yeah, it's a bit of an Anchorman scenario.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it? So that's five words, it's not that difficult to...
Right.
You know,
I wrote a new forecast, John.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
I can see why you were overstretched there then.
Thanks.
Do you want to say it now?
No.
more than half an hour.
You've already done it. People know.
More than half an hour.
Well, technically, in 25 minutes, because you were running late. Come on.
That's Victoria. She's got more in half an hour.
Halloween on Talk Radio. It's a scream. Every weekday morning from 6 feet under. Get up before dawn for the man who sleeps all day, hanging upside down in his wardrobe.
Join me, Paul Rosferatu, tomorrow morning from 6 on the Full Neck Breakfast.
He's the presenter who's waking up the dead with 4 hours of blood-curdling breakfast entertainment that's guaranteed to not suck. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Sharp suits and well-cut conversation that never grows old.
Thank you for inviting me into your home.
Halloween on Talk Radio. Voodoo, give it a listen.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Now, regular listeners will be aware that that the High Priest Vexander Crowley of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon is a friend of the show. He's been on the show for quite a while. He's been off for a bit because he's been in prison, but he's out now, and hopefully we'll come back on the show regularly soon. But he's very kindly agreed to pop by. Because it's Halloween, of course, very busy night of the year for him and his kind, with his thought for the day for Satanists. It's very much like when other radio stations and other programmes perhaps have a moment where you're invited to step off the world to become one with your spiritual side, to be in touch with your spiritual side. They do it on Radio 4, don't they? They have a thought for the day, pause for thought on Radio 2. But the problem is, they're all the same. They always invite like a vicar or a rabbi or an imam in to talk about their religion, and there's a gaping hole, really. What about those people, especially those people today? Think of those people today who spend their time worshipping the devil. Where's the pause for thought for them? Well, hopefully we, because we're very balanced, have addressed that issue on this programme, and it's very much the same. It's where the believer will take an anecdote from their lives and then bolt it on tenuously to something, you know, religious-y. This is no different. Here he is, very pleased to welcome him back. Vexander Crowley, High Priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon, with his thought for the day for Satanists. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, I want to talk to you about Halloween, an important event in my calendar, both as a Satanist and the owner of a Ford Focus ZTEC, since the insurance is up on the same day. However, only one of those two milestones give me an annual excuse to dress up in a scary costume and knock on the doors of strangers asking for sweets, and that's Halloween. Now, some of you may be thinking, hang on, isn't Vexen a little bit old to be off trick-or-treating? And, yeah, strictly speaking, you're probably quite right. When a gentleman of my age decides to indulge in some extortion by making veiled threats, it's best to do so on a quieter evening and for something more substantial than sweets. However, in recent years, my wife and I have discovered that we are able to get bucket loads of wine gums and even the odd Kinder Egg simply by dressing my diminutive wife as a latter-day wee Jimmy Cranky, the confusing and not a little disturbing fully grown woman schoolboy who is one half of the notorious pantomime swingers The Crankers. And it was as I saw her asking for sweets in a ridiculous voice and shouting the phrase fan dabby dozy at a confused pensioner that I thought, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For, like my wife using subterfuge to con the elderly into giving her sweets, so the red ogre of the abyss encourages us to lie, cheat, and steal our way to greater success. With the added bonus that we weren't just stealing from pensioners, but also from the children who those sweets were originally bought for. The devil is, as they say, in the detail. And that's why, while my wife distracted the muddled octogenarian, I broke into the old bag's garden shed, acquired a bottle of petrol and torched her garden to cinders, and while she was calling the fire brigade, I also made off with some jelly tots, half a dime bar, and a whole packet of Percy pigs. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest Vexander Crowley there with his thought for the day for Satanists. You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Halloween on Talk Radio.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Guaranteed to not suck.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Networth 96. I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted and registered between the 13th of October and the 24th of November 2016. Subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post for credit. Excludes Car Plus, Fiesta Studio and Style, Focus RS and Mustang models.
I drive with Uber to make extra cash for Christmas.
And to fit around school hours.
I'm driving with Uber to help save towards my deposit.
And actually, I get to be my own boss.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber. Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
eBay has all the best new children's toys this Christmas.
Dear Santa, this year I've been a very good girl. I've brushed my teeth.
Megablocks building blocks.
I've been nice to my brother.
A scooter.
I've been saying please and thank you.
A VTEC smartwatch.
And I let Granny pinch my cheeks lots of times and said nothing.
A 19-foot-tall inflatable water slide. Shop thousands of new big brand toys and games this Christmas on eBay. The ultimate presents for little boys and girls who have been good, shop.
There's another massive week coming up on BT Sport. Man City face Barcelona again in the UEFA Champions League on Tuesday. Can Pep get his revenge? We'll also see what Arsenal can do against Ludogorets. On Wednesday, Spurs and Leicester continue their European campaign. And on Thursday, Man United visit Fenerbahce in the UEFA Europa League. Then on Sunday, Arsenal face Spurs in the North London Derby. Four competitions, one venue. BT Sport. BT Sport customers can watch 42 Premier League matches, all of the UEFA Champions League games, plus up to 24 Emirates FA Cup matches.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
No change in Devon. The A303 between Apottery and Buckland St Mary remains closed both ways following a serious accident. A sign diversion is in place for you now. Better news though in Swindon, Cricklade Road, which was closed because of an accident, has reopened. There's delays on the M5 if you're northbound between Fife Droitwich and 4A at the M42. A vehicle's broken down there causing queues. And an earlier breakdown on Cheshire's northbound M6 has left some delays through the roadworks between junctions 18 for Middlewich and 19 for Knutsford. I'm Joanna Adams.
For me, it has to be bonfire night. The crackle of excitement as we head off to the local display. Smoke's already in the air from the back garden get-togethers. After, it's back to ours for the bonfire classic, hot dogs. The perfect warming food to make your night go with a bang. Topped off with a generous helping of smooth and creamy yellow mustard. It makes your mouth water just thinking about it. And the mustard, to add a little magic, it has to be Heinz. Available in Asda, selected stores, subject to availability.
The radio station that'll give you the willies.
Talk Radio. Don't you dare fall asleep. Stay awake with the keeper of the Talk Radio crypt, Halloween Lee. Late night radio from another dimension. Sleep all day, party all night, never grow old, never die. Ian Lee, tonight, as the bell tolls 10.
Halloween on Talk Radio. Voodoo, give it a listen.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am him. It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Yes, what that said. Now, just about any time now, we'll be simulcasting, as we did a couple of times last week, with Virgin Radio, our sister station. They're downstairs because I am doing their drive time programme from 4 o'clock till 7 this afternoon, sitting in for Matt Richardson. who is in a haunted house somewhere in Kent for some television programme or other. And Kate Lawler is on air now, and in a moment we'll fade Virgin Radio up and cross live to her. So she's going to be presumably playing a song now. If we fade her up, is she playing a song? I don't know what she's doing. She might play. Yeah, there she is. Yeah, there we go.
Green Day, Revolution Radio. On Virgin. It's 4:15. I'm Kate Lawler here for the next 15 minutes, and then I'll be handing over to John Holmes,
Kate Lawler,
who right
Kate
now
Lawler.
Is on air.
Kate Lawler there.
Our sister station, Talk Radio. Now, we did this twice last week, and it worked. If I fade this up, he should be there. John?
Hello, Kate Lawler.
Yay!
Come on.
Third time.
We were just listening to a little bit of Green Day there and enjoying it on Talk Radio.
Do you like Revolution Radio?
I do like Revolution Radio. What a tune that is.
Yeah. Good.
And I thought well back announced from you there as well.
Thanks. I tried to hit all the little gaps.
Yeah, I noticed. Yeah. Vintage, that was. Vintage back announcing.
Hey, I didn't tell you what we were going to do today.
No. Are we doing something?
Yeah, we're doing Celebrity Birthday Bingo.
Great. What?
We're doing Celebrity Birthday Bingo.
Of course we are.
There's a number of famous faces celebrating their birthdays this week, John. You and I are going to guess the age of four of them.
How did you make that noise?
Whoever. I can do it any time you like.
I've heard that rumour.
All right, listen. So, four celebrities, four birthdays. The closest to the age that they'll be turning this week gets a point, all right?
Okay.
Do you understand?
So, yes, go on then.
All right, let's play. The first celebrity celebrating their birthday this week is Kris Jenner. You go first, and then I'll have a guess.
I don't know who that is.
Come on, it's the Kardashians' mum.
Oh, okay, fine. Kardashian mum. That makes that generation 60.
You're going to go 60. Yeah. I'm going to go 68.
Baker's bun. It's 61.
Oh, you get the point. Boom. You get the point because you're closest.
I see how it works. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to guess first for this guy.
It's okay.
Anthony Kiedis. And I think he's 50.
Anthony Kiedis, off of Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah, him. Come on, John.
Oh, 53.
You're going to go 50? Never, never 53.
I don't know.
All right, let's find out.
Egg and sausage, it's 54.
Oh!
54? What kind of bingo slang is that, egg and sausage?
Egg and sausage?
Never heard
54?
That. Who gets the point for that?
Well, I do, because I said 53 and it was 54.
You did. So, okay. Yeah, next one, David Schwimmer, him off Friends.
David Schwimmer off Friends. All right, so they were quite young when they did Friends, weren't they?
Yeah, very young.
In their early 20s. So that was longer ago than you think. That was 95.
He's
going to be 40, late 40s, 49.
49. I'm going to go tactical move here. I'm just going to say 48.
It's a bullseye. 50.
Oh, you're good at this. You're good at this.
Come on.
All right, last one is Vanilla Ice. I can only draw or you'll win.
Vanilla Ice?
Yeah.
Okay, when was Ice Ice Baby? That's a long time ago. Oh, God.
80s.
Vanilla Ice.
90s.
He's got to be David Schwimmer age. That was around about the same time. He's got to be 50.
I'm going to go 46.
Police Constable, it's 49.
Oh!
You absolutely slammed me. Nice one.
Boom!
Oh, you won 3-1. Congratulations.
I'll let you into a secret, though.
Go on.
My producer was listening to you and then Googling it really quickly.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Are you serious?
Yeah.
How quick can you Google?
You've
just given anyone who's listening to the radio now a thought for whenever they enter a competition.
I know.
Because they were never
doing
that,
thought of that before.
They were never doing it. John?
Kate? Stop making that noise. Put your knees back together.
He's on from 4:00. Bye, John.
Bye, Kate. That's Kate Lawler.
He'll be on from 4:00.
Is on Virgin. Let me backhand this. Leave the music.
Everything he's going to say.
Yeah, fun.
No, he'll get his producer
Love
to do that.
It.
That's what he does. Fun
Criminals.
Little
rules. See, I can do that. I can do that talking up to the vocals thing. You can fade it down. That's fine. There you go. That was Kate Lawler on Virgin Radio there, live, as we cross-pollinate there. Because, you know, we can do that. And I'll be on there in about 10 minutes doing drive time, playing music and stuff like that. Forgot to ask her what I've got to play initially because I don't know the first track. But, hey, join us and find out. Now, next, by the way, it's going to be a Halloween themed mystery noise. If I had some echo there, that would be. We haven't got an echo effect.
No, we don't.
Can you do that? Mystery noise. Halloween special. Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Halloween. This is Halloween. This
Right then.
For Halloween, regular listeners might know, we do the occasional mystery quiz on a Monday afternoon. It's the Monday Mystery Quiz. All you have to do is identify something. Today it's a mystery sound. You could win £5,000.
No, you couldn't.
Before 4 o'clock here on Talk Radio. That's £5,000 up for grabs.
£5 is not available, nor is £5,000.
£5,000 up for grabs.
£5,000 down for grabs.
£5,000.
£5,000.
If you can identify this cryptic Halloween style mystery noise. Great. What was that? What was that noise? Let's hear it. Let's hear it again. Let's hear it again. Mystery noise. Oh, it's really difficult, that, isn't it? It's really hard. If you think you know what that is and you want to win £5,000...
£5,000 is not available.
8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Okay, have we got any guesses are coming in?
Well,
lots coming in, Cornelius.
Lots coming in.
What have you got there?
Paul says, is it a Donald Trump speech?
Let's listen to it again, actually. Let's listen to it again. I can see why you thought that, but that's not the answer, I'm afraid. Shuffle has just texted. He's listened to this noise. It's this noise that Shuffle's heard. He says, is that the noise of a trapped student in Dave's van? Would you use a Dave van? It's not Shuffle because he uses rope. John, is the sound... that of spooky Keira Knightley walking around, and that's all her bones knocking about in her. It's a tricky one, isn't it? John, is it the noise of Michael Gove and his wife's child wailing as he walks the corridors of a bed and breakfast in Cheltenham while his parents have gone dancing? Let's listen to that mystery sound again. Oh, there it is. It's tricky. While you're trying to work it out, though, let me tell you that, especially for Halloween, we have been out on the streets to find out what the people think. Because that is what we do every single day. Today, we've sent our crack team of reporters, so-called because they are on crack, to put microphones in the people's faces that they found on the streets to find out what they're thinking. Today, are those people thinking a Halloween theme, pumpkin or death?
Pumpkins.
Pumpkins.
Death.
Pumpkins.
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 Death.
Pumpkins.
Death.
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 Pumpkins.
Pumpkins.
Death.
Pumpkins.
Death.
Pumpkins.
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 Death.
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 Pumpkins.
Death.
Death.
Pumpkins.
Death.
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 Pumpkins.
Pumpkins.
Pumpkins. Death.
Pumpkin.
Death.
Pumpkins.
Pumpkins.
Death.
Death.
Pumpkins.
Pumpkins.
Death.
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 Pumpkins.
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 Death.
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 Pumpkins.
Death.
Death.
Pumpkins.
Death.
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 Pumpkins.
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 And...
There it was. That's what the people think today, this Halloween. We've taken the pulse of the nation. That's what the nation is saying. They're thinking pumpkins or death. But the question is, what do you think? Do you think pumpkins? Or do you think death? Let us know. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word pumpkins or death.
A few more guesses coming in for today's mystery Halloween mystery noise quiz. Here's the noise you're trying to guess. Yeah. Oh, that is a tricky one, but there's £5,000 up for grabs.
No, there's not.
In the next 5 minutes, if you get that right. £5,000.
It's not available on this station.
£5,000, if you can identify.
No, you can't win that.
That noise.
He's lying.
Is it the sound, John, of Cornelius's... Oh, no, can't read that one out. That's really rude. Do you want to read it? Look, it's that one.
What one?
The one about your mum.
No.
Sorry, down the radio?
No.
Okay. So I'm a regular listener, obviously. Have you got the right answer there? Is it coming? Has anyone won £5,000?
No, no one has, and no one will. But Jason seems to think it's the sound of Julia Hartley Brewer finding out one of her guests has dropped out at the last minute.
There's another mystery sound there, look. This is Sam Delaney undoing his fly. A bit inappropriate, if you ask me. John, is it the mystery sound? This is Restapro. A mystery sound, Sir Cliff Richard, back on television after his sex case was dropped.
Oh.
I don't know, let's listen to it again. Well, we're going to have to roll that over. No one's got that right, I'm afraid. Today's mystery Halloween noise quiz. So next week, £10,000 up for grabs.
No, it's not.
Here's Sam Delaney. What's coming up on your show, Sam?
Well, we'll be talking about Michael Gove because, you know, like, obviously he left his kids in the hotel.
In the hotel,
which,
incidentally,
sounds awesome. Like, if you're the kid.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, left in a posh boutique hotel in Cheltenham till 1 a.m. with, like, you know, room service.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, great from a kid's point of view. But anyway... The interesting thing is, I was just thinking about maybe a cover on the show, but this morning I had to go to the American Embassy to get a visa because we're going to Washington.
You are broadcasting
next week.
From Washington.
And while I was standing in the queue outside, they have these queues outside. It's very elaborate. Basically, they'll give you, as far as I can work out, they'll give you a visa as long as you're prepared to stand in a number of queues. I didn't get asked many questions. Anyway, while I was in the second of numerous queues, and it was quite cold outside first thing this morning, a security guard suddenly shouted, "Oi, mate, you can't go in there," and then just went, "Oh, sorry." And I thought, what's all this? And I looked up, and the line were up in arms, and it was Michael Gove. And he'd come along, and he'd breezed past the queue and walked straight into the... He'd breezed past two separate queues and walked straight into the security cabin they have outside the embassy. And when they saw it was him, it was like, fine. And everyone in the queue was livid.
That's fair, isn't it?
In fact, there was a Scottish man next to me who seemed to look at him just quite a straight kind of guy. And obviously, I didn't know he was Scottish. He wasn't wearing a kilt or anything like that. He was just in a suit.
Eating some battered heroin.
He was in disguise.
Yeah.
And, as a civilian. And, and he said a really rude expletive really loudly, which immediately made us bond.
Yeah, good.
I went, was that Gove? He went, yeah, it was Gove. And I went, after all this over the weekend, first he's leaving his kid willy-nilly at hotels where he goes off and dances in discos, and now he's out of control.
This man...
He's gone completely renegade.
Goodness, since he dropped out of the leadership race.
Since he failed to be Prime Minister, he's gone... Demented.
Wow.
So everywhere you look, he's up to something or other terrible. So anyway, we'll be talking about Michael Gove, mainly about whether we body coddle our kids too much. But I do have a question for our listeners today, and it is, do you like Michael Gove? It's as simple as that. I'm going to try my... I think he's the most disliked politician of all time, most disliked public figure in this country, and I'll be trying to find one person, if we can, who will defend Michael Gove.
It's going to be Michael Gove.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Sam Delaney with you next on Drive here on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Back tomorrow, 1 till 4, and about to be on Virgin to do Drive. See you there.
Halloween on Talk Radio. It's a scream!